West. Jim West.
He has a style no one can touch.
Oh, he's so graceful.
A reputation no one can top.
He's so courageous.
And a wild side no one can tame.
Now I'm working.
Will Smith.
Nice hat.
Kevin Kline is Artemis Gordon. Kenneth Branagh and Salma Hayek from the director of Men in Black. Wild Wild West. Available now on DVD and video cassette.
All right, so this is me Googling how to punch a movie.
You didn't like this film?
This was rough. This was rough.
Yeah.
This was super fucking rough. If anybody likes it, we're here talking about Wild Wild West. If you like this movie, it's all good. If you watch it as a kid,
fine if you like it.
I can understand it. But I was becoming just irate.
I think the thing with this film for me is it's not that I was becoming irate. It's just that I wasn't paying attention. Like, even though it was like, there was parts that like I enjoyed and thought was funny, but then there was parts where I was finding it really hard to focus on the film because it was just so.
Okay, so there's different reasons of how this was bad. But yeah, We're here on the path. You heard that intro. I think I also might put in the Burger King commercials, or I might put them in somewhere. There's a bunch of Burger King commercials about this. It was a tie-in from the 90s.
Right,
anything,
okay.
Will Smith. So yeah, we're here for Wild Wild West from the Halcyon Year, the unbelievable film year of 1999, which we may return to somewhat soon, that I don't know, because of the current release of A Haunting in Venice. That's written and directed, maybe not written by, but directed and starring Kenneth Branagh. So I was like, you know what? Kenneth Branagh was in the biggest steaming pile of shit movie I can remember, but I didn't remember so much of this. And we are here because he is in this movie with what he self-describes as probably the worst American accent on film.
Oh, he's not American. He's from Belfast.
He is?
I remember correctly. Yep.
Okay. But yeah, he's doing a foghorn leghorn here, boy.
Yes. Oh my God. I didn't even put two and two together because I did my actor research after watching the film.
That he's Northern Irish?
That he's from Northern Ireland, yeah, and he's doing that accent. That's hilarious.
The thing is, I can't even say that it's the worst American accent because he's doing a ridiculous voice and he's doing a ridiculous performance. Like, he's not,
yeah.
This isn't a serious movie. Good Christ, this is not a serious movie.
No, God, I hope it's not meant to be serious.
No, it's not. We'll get into so much of it. We don't have any really housekeeping stuff, mercifully, because I don't know how this is going to go. I have my Buffalo Trace, my bourbon.
Oh, what is that? Oh,
it's a bourbon,
nice.
Right here. Yeah, it's very good. It's a weeded bourbon. It's kind of
it's
hard
nice
to get here. In
well.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get in Texas, but it's easier to get at other places. It's pretty affordable, but it's a not sweet in the sense of like that, but it's a weeded bourbon. This is the first of, I don't know how many drinks. It just depends on what we get into. But are you ready to get into this just horrendous piece of shit?
Yeah, I have my, it's 20 past 10 here. So I have my peppermint tea.
I'm still disappointed because right before we were recording, you messaged, I need a drink. And I was like, yes, mine is already here. I guess you needed a tea.
I need a tea to put me to sleep as soon as we finish. No nightmares about giant spiders or anything.
I'm going to be too riled up. All right. So Wild Wild West, 1999. Budgeted. 1999. Budgeted at $170 million.
What?
19...
It's not all on that spider, isn't it?
It's all on the spider and Will Smith.
Yeah, true.
We will get into Will Smith. This movie ended his... Anytime I say rain, I run to Reign of Terror. But no, it wasn't a Reign of Terror. It's
no.
Reign of like the king of summer blockbusters. So $170 million. What do you think it grossed worldwide? Get your guesses in, people.
I think that it probably didn't gross that much. I think it probably did like $150
million. $222
million. Oh.
So it still made... Yeah, it still made more than its budget, whatever that means then and now. I don't made money, whatever. It still made more. But here's the funny thing. It's been reason that it only made this much money is because this was released. I mean, it was June 30th, 1999, the same day as South Park Bigger Longer Uncut.
What's that? Is that the
South Park
movie? Film?
The South Park movie, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Released the same day. So what happened is, again, me, who was 15 years old at this time, would have been like, I'm going to go buy a ticket to Wild Wild West and sneak into South Park. But because of Columbine, in the moral panic of violence and violent movies, this is when theaters, I remember, would put somebody in front of the actual theater and not just the usher where you take the ticket and go wherever. They would put people there and ID them. So I was stopped from seeing South Park in the theaters.
So you had to go and see Wild Wild West.
I did not. I did not have to, and I did not go.
Yeah, I don't remember this coming out. I wouldn't have been old enough. I would have been about six. So I don't remember this being in the cinemas. I'd never heard of this film before you suggested it for this week. So
Will Smith, 96 Independence Day, 97 Men in Black, same director here, as we'll get to. 98 was Enemy of the State. That was a rated R movie. I remember liking that. It's a thriller. Gene Hackman's in it, rated R, about like surveillance, modern surveillance in the US and all that. Definitely not a summer PG-13 kids movie. Right. And then you have this movie, which, what the hell is it?
Initially, I was like, okay, we've got two people who do the same job, but they're very different. They're butting heads. They have to work together.
Hey, Men in Black,
like where
hello.
It's going. Exactly. Yeah. I kind of like where it's going. And then it just like was so unhinged. And then there's like, all the spiders. And I was like, I don't understand. What's the connection?
Did you look up about the mechanical spider?
Like, no.
Oh, awesome. There's a huge famous story about it. Oh. We will get to it in that scene. We will get to that. Okay. Yeah.
I'll park that one for now.
I wanted to get into this pile of shit so much. I forgot to do where to find us at first. The tease this stuff at the end. All right. So yeah, email us podonthepath@gmail.com. If you like what we do, find us on Patreon. We do special episodes on there. We did School of Rock last month. We have Over the Top Stallone for this month. If you like Stallone,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And if you like Stallone, wait till the end of this episode, because maybe with Expendables next week, we're going to do another Stallone movie. We'll tell you that at the very end. Check out our Discord, all our socials below. Now back to this. I know I've said I like fuck the golden raspberries. I hate the golden raspberries. This was nominated for like everything.
Is that the bad film awards?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's the Bad Film Awards. This was nominated for Worst Actor, Kevin Kline. Worst Supporting Actor, Kenneth Branagh. Worst Supporting Actress. Worst Supporting Actress, Salma Hayek, and Kevin Kline as the prostitute. All right. Oh. That's what it was nominated for, but lost. It won for Worst Screen Couple, Will Smith and Kevin Kline. It won for Worst Original Song, Wild Wild West. And Mike, this song, how do you take it serious? Like, it's so,
just so
fucking lame.
Yeah, it's just shit, isn't it? Like,
it's such Will Smith, though, as this clean rapper that Eminem would fucking make fun of like crazy.
Right, yeah. So at this time, did Will Smith do a song for like every film he was in?
Maybe not. Like, he didn't do Enemy of the
not
State.
Not every, yeah,
no,
yeah.
Which, He did Men in Black. Yeah.
Men in Black. Yeah. Yeah. That's a banger though. Like, love that song.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. This is just like, and it came on right as the credits rolled.
Yes. I was expecting it in the film at some point. I was like, God, when are they going to put this in? But yeah, it's just the credits song.
You remember how some of those who may have listened to Everyone with a Close Ear know that for some reason there's a button on my computer.
Oh my
God. On the bottom left of my computer, right by my drink and right by the shift and control, that if I press it, closes out all programs.
You need to reprogram that button.
You're right. I really do. And I'm looking at it right now and I kind of want to. No.
It's the big red button. Yeah.
I need to put something on it. Yes. Yeah. I need to make it a big red button. I've ended podcasts prematurely before. I've lost a bunch of stuff. As soon as that went on, I didn't give a shit notes I had or whatever. I just slammed that G6 button to get that shit off immediately. Just to get rid of it.
Yeah, we do need to get you a big red keycap that can go on that.
I need to do that. I will do that. I will work on that tonight and tomorrow. All right, it won for Worst Screenplay, which has four people on it. And as in our show notes indicative, we usually put the director with a link. For writer, I put too many to name and none of them matter.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised Jim Thomas and John Thomas are the writers of pretty much the entire Predator franchise. What the fuck?
Jim Thomas and John Thomas?
That was the names of the writers that were on it.
No.
Yeah.
S.S. Wilson, Brent Maddock, Jeffrey Price, and Peter Seaman?
Oh, we must have different sources. Interesting.
Ooh. Did I get this link? No, this is it right here.
Okay, let me double check.
Did you click the wrong movie?
No, I did not.
Yeah, S.S. Wilson, Brent Maddock, Jeffrey Price, and Peter
Seaman. That's not what IMDb says.
Really?
IMDb says Jim Thomas, John Thomas, and S.S. Wilson.
No way. Wikipedia versus IMDb.
Well, oh my God.
They give the Razzies to these dudes. So.
Oh, well.
Fascinating. Okay.
Wait, what was the other guy's name? Vatican Seaman.
What'd you say?
Vatican Seaman.
I thought you said Vatican Seaman. And I was like, are we talking about... yeah, it's such an obvious joke. You don't even need to say it. I don't even... It's just everyone had the most low-hanging fruit. Yeah, Jim...
Writing credits, if you open up the...
Okay, so you're looking at the story credits.
Okay.
You're looking at the story credits, not as opposed to the screenplay credits.
Well, I just looked at... I looked at the very top of the screen where it says writers, and it has those three names.
Yeah, so I'm guessing what it is they kind of... They might have pitched a story or written a story, and then they didn't use enough of it to do. But I know with the S.S. Wilson, it was S.S. Wilson and Brent Maddock here. They wrote the original screenplay.
Okay.
And so much of it was changed that they wanted their names and credit removed. Because they said it was nothing like what it was. It was like a mystery.
Not my movie, yeah.
Yeah, and these are the ones, Tremors is the big thing that they had written. So, which is kind of a goofy little thing. It kind of seems more like this. But they had it more of as a mystery Western. It wasn't goofy. They'd done a bunch of rewrites and they made it more comedic. We will get into the rewrites, into the scenes, because if you watch this movie and you're like, what the fuck is happening there? Where did those people come from? Why is this happening? It was probably a reshoot, I should say, as opposed to a rewrite.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I don't know how often you, Brett, or anyone listening watches films on Amazon Prime, but if you're on your computer and you like hover your mouse over the screen, it will show you all of the actors. It kind of is like a overlay of IMDb.
X-ray. Yeah.
And like every now and then it'll be like, oh, here's a little goof, you know, and like on big films, you'll maybe get like one goof and it'll be like, oh, this person was looking the wrong direction. This film just had constant goofs where there was like continuity errors, people who were there who shouldn't have been there, people who were there who got shot in the previous scene.
No way.
Like, there's so many.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I couldn't read all of them because you would hover over and you'd be halfway through reading and then the scene would change and it would go away. But there's just so many goofs in this film that is like, that makes sense now that you've said that as to why that would be.
It's just, and to me, it goes back to maybe it's an older type of Hollywood. And I know we just joke about where did the movie go? And I think it's something where Roger Ebert said something it's akin to seeing movie or money burned on screen of it just being where to go. Like, I'm sure at this time, 1999, Will Smith probably got 20, 25 million plus points on it, you know, back in something like that. He was at the height. This was the absolute height, I would say, of his success. This brought it back down. You can see that in the movies that come after. Like I said, it ended right there. My boy Roger Ebert, I loved him, RIP, gave it 1 out of 4 stars, saying, Wild Wild West is a comedy dead zone. You stare in disbelief as scenes flop and die.
Oh my God. That's a pretty good direct description.
Unbelievable. I mean, come on, he's like the best ever, you know? The movie is all concept and no content, with elaborate special effects are like watching money burn on screen. So yeah. Yeah, it's bad. I should finish this out. It won for worst director, Barry Sonnenfeld, and won for worst picture. And that was given to John Peters, producer John Peters. Remember that name, okay?
John Peters.
Remember the producer, John Peters. So Barry Sonnenfeld, if you'd ask me what it is, I'd be like, oh yeah, he did some shit. Because I think of this. He did the first Men in Black. Have you seen that? Yeah.
Yes, a long time ago. But when I watched it, I think I would have been quite young, and it actually quite scared me. The Cockroach Man.
Yeah,
he really frightened me. So I don't think I ever went back to it, but I would like to watch it again.
I think I remember seeing the Tony Shalhoub Alien. I have not seen that movie.
You haven't seen Men in Black?
I've not seen Men in Black.
Oh, wow.
I know. I haven't seen it. I did see, though, his 1995 movie Get Shorty, which I liked. John Travolta.
I've heard of that. I don't know. Oh, is it? Oh.
About LA mobsters. His name, he had a really goofy name. Oh, yeah. Chili Palmer. Ernesto Chili Palmer. but yeah, Danny DeVito's in it. Rene Russo. Great Gene Hackman. He did Addams Family in Addams Family Values.
The original. The good Addams Family, I think it was.
I'll say this, too. Addams Family Values, in my own personal podcaster opinion, Addams Family Values is one of the rare comedies where the second one is better than the first.
Oh, I don't think I remember the second one.
I love the second one because it was all Wednesday.
Yeah,
like she was Wednesday's the main
great
yeah,
character.
She was the main person. I don't even remember what anybody else did in that movie, but her at that summer camp was fucking amazing because Christina Ricci was awesome.
Yes. Did you watch the newer Wednesday show on Netflix?
I have not, but I've heard it's really, really good.
It's actually quite good. I only watched one or two episodes because I watched it when I was at my mom's house, and Christina Ricci's in it, and Gwendolyn Christie's in it. Jenna Ortega is Wednesday. Yeah. She's so good. It's a lot of fun. Quite dark. It's more dark than I imagined it to be.
Okay. But that seems like a modern thing, you know. They'll make it a little bit more adult with it still being like a literal teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so he did the other Men in Black. He did Men in Black 2, Men in Black 3. His last movie was 2016, Nine Lives, with recently in the news, Kevin Spacey.
Oh,
did you see him?
No, what's he done now?
Kevin Spacey got acquitted. He's comeback time. Hollywood loves a comeback.
What does it mean to be acquitted?
He not guilty. He wasn't convicted.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
So he was. He was.
What do y'all call it over there?
No, we probably call it the same thing. I'm just not clued up.
Okay, I should say this. I should say this. I think that's actually wrong. Acquitted just means you're no charges. I should say doesn't mean not guilty. It didn't go to trial. I think it just means dropped or he's been acquitted, relieved of all charges. I believe that. Obviously, any lawyers out there, feel free to jump in the Discord. Let us know.
Yeah, there's lots of terminology around stuff like that I'm not entirely sure what means exactly.
Like exonerated would be found not guilty. Yeah.
Okay. So he's a free man is what you're saying.
Yeah. Ready and I know there was something about $30 million of a civil case or something he had to pay for harassing people on House of Cards. I don't know why I laughed right there. Like, like he was harassing people on House of Cards. I have no idea why I laughed there. Maybe I was laughing because I was thinking of his New Year's or his Christmas Eve videos he put up, which are really fucking weird. He's in character as Frank Underwood.
Oh.
Really weird. But I'm telling you, I said it. Don't know if this day and age you'll be able to do something like that. But somewhere down the line, he's not gone. Kevin Spacey is not gone from us.
Oh,
yet.
He'll for sure make some kind of comeback. Like cancel people getting canceled, I don't think is actually real.
No,
like,
it really doesn't unless you
way back in.
Well, Danny Masterson just got canceled for that rape. He's going to prison for 30 years. But if you want to call getting held accountable for your actions canceling, then yes, people get canceled.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are getting canceled right now, but we'll see.
But see,
that's
the thing though about this is what canceled. Why the fuck are we talking about this? How did this go? This is the thing about canceled right now. They're being held accountable for something really fucking stupid.
Really
because
bad.
Because they decided out in the public, we're going to defend a fucking literally just convicted rapist. Maybe not defend, but they're going to try to do that. Don't do that. So to me, like the canceling thing is you're just getting bitched at and you're getting yelled at and you're getting made fun of as you should. You're going to be fine and no one's going to give a shit here in a week or so. But you did something.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you did something stupid and you're catching the consequences.
Yes, and then their apology was equally as stupid. They were like, oh, we thought this would be private. And it's like, I didn't think you guys would find out that I did this.
Yeah, but that's the thing that you do in the case of that is, yeah, he's your friend. Yeah, you like him. I know there's a bunch of Scientology stuff. You hear stuff about Topher Grace?
No.
In that 70s show? So apparently, Topher Grace,
all of them are fucking tapped.
Except Topher Grace, who...
Oh, was it not Christina Ricci that also came out talking about this?
Oh, I don't know. What I remember hearing about, though, and hear about more recently now, is that Topher Grace caught a lot of flack for not hanging out with the rest of the cast.
Oh.
But then what's come out of it is the rest of the cast all dabbled in, or in the case of Danny Masterson, were full-fledged into Scientology. So did Topher Grace realize, these people are fucking weird. I don't want to be with...
Get me out of here.
And now you're just like, wow, it's one of those things that 20, 25 years later, it can be like, well, they're all kind of on the right side, weren't they?
Jesus. Yeah, apparently that whole show is like full of Romans.
Wilder Valderrama, God, I mean, that is. I never liked that show when I watched it. Oh, I'm sorry, when it came out, but I rewatched a couple of it and I'm like, it's actually kind of funny.
The 70s show?
Yeah, the dads were
I never watched it that much either.
All right, well, there is your Scientology update in there. Again, sometime be in there. So the director, we went over that. The writer, we're not going over. The cast, okay, we'll go through the cast really quick because I just want to talk about this fucking movie. I just want to talk about it so much. The first one, and I closed out on his name, would be Will Smith. Here's another thing. The four main people in this movie, we have three Academy Award winners.
Wow.
And one Academy Award nominee, all right? So the first one up is Academy Award winner, Will Smith. He won it last year for King Richard.
He won it last year? Oh, was that after he smacked that guy?
Yep. That was after the Chris Rock smack.
That's absolutely insane to think that that was actually a real thing. Still.
Yeah, it's
and then he went off and accepted his award. And then he went fucking weird.
And now he's banned for like 10 years or something from the Academy Awards.
Yes, but he wasn't asked to leave that night. So you can stay because you're a winner. But after that, don't come back.
They're like, all right, we're already embarrassed. It'll be more embarrassing if we kick him out and then he wins.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, oh, I don't know. Was it too late to change the winner at that point? Do they have a runner up?
Yeah,
ready?
You can't. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's already engraved, is it? Or
yeah, unless he chops someone's head off like OJ. Do you get that reference?
No.
Okay. OJ Simpson.
Oh, yeah. I know who OJ Simpson is.
Nicole Brown. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking of like at an awards ceremony. Like,
oh, no. He did it. He did it after a. Never mind. Okay. I'll save it. Hide. It's the day after 9/11, so like all the dark humor has come out, and now I'm just like in a roll with it. And the group text.
I was remember when I messaged you yesterday, and I was like, "Oh, we should do a 9/11 special." And I was like, "That's a really weird thing to say."
Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't be like DraftKings, the gambling site, which had a special New York themed 9/11 parlay with the New York Jets, the New York Giants, and the New York Yankees, or the Mets, Jets, and Yankees. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, it was up for an hour, and they were like, yeah, we'll take it down. We realize this insensitive. So I'm like, you fucking think, man?
How many
9/11?
People have to go through that? Like,
that's
how
that's
many
the
people
first thing I said.
Agreed
okayed it.
To yep. that. Yes, okayed it. Must be a team of people.
No, more, like multiple teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just a Crazy. Tweet. It wasn't a tweet like SpaghettiOs. By the way, if you want some fucking humor, Google SpaghettiOs disaster meme, and you'll see. It's okay. Look that up on your own. Listeners out there, trust me, you will laugh your ass off at it. So okay. Yeah, he got 3 years after this, he gets nominated for best actor in Ali, playing Muhammad Ali.
Oh wow, very good.
Yep, got nominated 2007 for Pursuit of Happiness, and then nominated for picture as a producer for King Richard, and then obviously won, as we mentioned before, for the performances Richard Williams, Venus and Serena, the tennis dad.
Yes, my favorite Will Smith film is Shark Tale.
Never seen it.
What?
We went over this. I haven't seen any DreamWorks other than Shrek.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That
how
is
weird.
DreamWorks, right?
You should dream. I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. You well, my, I don't know. My favorite Will Smith movie is Bad Boys 2.
And you, do you know what? Fuck Shark Tale. Yeah. Bad Boys 2 is the right answer. Yeah, you're right.
I was literally about to be like, why didn't you say that? I was fully expecting it to be like Bad
Boys. You haven't
Boys
seen
10.
Bad Boys 2.
I haven't seen Bad Boys for Life. I have not seen that one. Have you?
You didn't get my Hot Fuzz reference.
Oh, I didn't. What'd you say?
You ain't seen Bad Boys 2.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that for me. I didn't get. I won't get the Hot Fuzz references.
I know. Won't.
We'll
fight. It was.
We'll fight whenever we will cover that movie sometime, and we will. Yes. It'll be a therapy session, and I will piss off every English person that we have in there. All right. So that's Will Smith. A ton to go on. You know who he is. We'll get to that. One he might not is Kevin Kline, Academy Award winner for 1989, A Fish Called Wanda, best actor in a supporting role. Very, very funny movie. He plays this like nihilist, like insufferable, like philosopher type person. John Cleese is in it. It was my introduction to John Cleese before everything. Jamie Lee Curtis. Really, really, really funny movie taking place in like London.
I felt like I recognized Kevin Kline. Like he felt very familiar to me, but I don't know any of his films, but... Now that you've just mentioned that one called A Fish Called
Wanda. Yeah.
Yeah, my nan used to have a fish called Wanda. And
really?
That makes sense. Yeah.
That would be it, that she called him like Wanda. Yeah. I should say also that Michael Palin's in it, the much better of the Monty Python. I've realized that growing up. When I first watched Monty Python, I was like, yeah, my favorite's John Cleese. And now is like, as it's gone on, he's my least favorite. Not just personally, he has some personal views, right, if you will, that are a little iffy, but just in general, especially, you know, like from the historical angle, they're like Eric Idle and all them. So yeah, he's and Graham Chapman, RIP, died so young. But yeah, John Cleese is okay, but he just has a lot of misses, I should say. He's in a bunch of
right
the old Q. So that's Kevin Kline. I think the most recent thing he really is known for is he does a voice on Bob's Burgers.
Yes, okay, I recognize that from his filmography, not from knowing or having watched it, but I recognize the name of that.
The Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, and I won't. Nope. All right, next up, the mentioned Northern Ireland Belfast himself, Academy Award winner for 19, what was it? Not yet. I was confused, is 89 or 90. I should say nominee. First got nominated, I should say. He won for the movie Belfast.
Oh.
Yeah. When you said that, I was like, yeah, that's what he won. 2002, that same year. I'm sorry, he won screenplay for Belfast, was nominated Best Picture for Belfast as a producer. And then also, I misclicked a button. Go the fuck back, you slow ass IMDb. Okay. I think he got nominated for an actor or something.
Interesting.
For Belfast.
I never saw Belfast.
IMDb goes so fucking slow. Okay. I never heard of it.
Yeah. It's quite a new film, I think.
Yeah. Last year. It was the same year Will Smith. So they won it in the same year. They might have had a little Wild Wild West reunion.
Yeah. I bet they did.
Yeah. It's this 1960s during the Trouble. So
yes.
I can imagine.
It's meant to be quite good.
I'm sure it is. Especially more partial to somebody again. You know, being from Northern Ireland, not from Belfast. I know it's not all one city up there. Yeah. It's all the same. He got nominated 2012, My Week with Marilyn. He was nominated 1997, Best Writing, Hamlet. And a nominee for short film. But I will know him for 1990s, Henry V, which for obvious reasons, medieval history and all that, is my favorite Shakespeare play. I did my senior year project over Henry V. That's the play I picked to do and do everything over. This is where Band of Brothers, that saying comes from. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers. For he today who sheds his blood with me shall be my brother.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's St. Crispin's Day speech on the eve of the Battle of Agincourt, where the English beat the shit out of the French in 1415.
GG.
Decimated. The longbow reigned supreme.
I know this guy only as Gilderoy Lockhart.
He is Gilderoy. He has been in so many things. Yes, Gilderoy Lockhart. He's really attached to, what's his face? Christopher Nolan lately. He's been in his last three movies.
Yes, Oppenheimer.
Gilderoy Lockhart, originally supposed to be Hugh Grant.
Do you know what? He was great, though. Kenneth was great.
I do love Kenneth Branagh always, except for this fucking movie we're talking about today. But yeah. I gotta be honest, Hugh Grant would have been perfect, like dead on.
Yeah, he probably would have been really good.
He's more of that like handsome and especially douchebaggy handsome.
It's so douchebaggy.
2002 Hugh Grant also.
Oh, that's a good point. It was that long ago. Jesus.
Yeah. So yeah, he's at that Haunting of Venice, the movie coming out this week. Supposed to be kind of scary. I do love some Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
Hercule Poirot, which again, my mom is a
purist.
And so she's not the most fond because she loves that from like the 70s, 80s, that guy who's later.
She likes the OG. Yeah,
she likes that. And she's like, that's not my Puro, however you say it in there.
Poirot.
Yeah, the Belgian Poirot. All right, so that's Kenneth Branagh. Cut his teeth on Shakespeare, like the Royal Shakespeare he did in the 90s, Much Ado About Nothing. He made seemingly every major Shakespearean play into a movie into the 90s. That's what he was known for. Next up. And last but not least, not just because she's a woman, but because she's the only Oscar-nominated one who did not win, is Salma Hayek, previously mentioned in Sausage Party.
Is that what she was nominated for?
She was not. Yes, it was. No. She was nominated for 2003 Best Actress in a Leading Role. Well, Frida, and I don't think she said, once you go taco, you don't go baco. I don't think that was from Frida, but maybe she inspired her inner Frida. So she was nominated for that. But did not win.
I felt awful for her watching this film.
I don't know what to make of it, because while her character is completely pointless, absolutely unnecessary, she's sleepwalking through it. Is it just because she didn't give a shit?
Yeah, I felt awful watching it. What is that noise?
My father.
I was like, girl, just wait. You're gonna get Sausage Party in a few years, and it'll all be worth it.
Well, how about she's going to get Frida in Academy Award nominated?
I know.
Before Sausage Party. All right. We're pretty much done with the cast, and I got my second drink poured. I just did that one. But yeah, she's been in a bunch of things in there. Desperado was another thing big. And also, Puss in Boots.
Yes.
In the soft paws.
Yeah, I haven't seen that still.
I was going to watch that, but I was overruled by two unruly women.
Ugh.
Who shall not be named. I was like, you gotta pick a movie. And I was just like, oh, I heard the Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. Like, I've heard it's really good. It was instantly shot down. Like, with reckless abandon. Not even, they were just like, no.
It wasn't even on the maybe list.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's not even a debate or a reasoning behind it. She's like, no. And I was like, okay, all right, well. And I just got
their
my
loss.
I got my bell out, and out came Miss Sandry. Miss Sandry started yelling outside. It's what happens when you let women read and write.
Exactly.
Terrible. All right, so that's the cast mainly. Ted Levine, another guy in here, like him from the movie Monk. He was Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wow.
He plays General Bloodbath McGrath. I didn't
he
even,
does.
I would not have recognized him if I didn't know that was his name. And then you can kind of hear it in the timbre of his voice. Rotten Tomatoes has this at what percent do you think Rotten Tomatoes has this at?
Oh, I would say below 20.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Well, get a number below 20. You're right, but what?
15.
Oh, 16. Ah! Almost. It is at 16%. I would like to meet whoever those 16% of people are and beat the shit. No. No. But all right. Let's get going into this madness. Okay. This movie's only like an hour and 47 minutes, too.
Yeah, but the opening credits scene felt like in 20 minutes.
We will, yes, let's just get in that right there. I don't know if I don't think I saw this movie before either, just bits and pieces of it. Yes, this TV ass opening. I know this was based on a TV show. We should say that. And the Robert Conrad, the main actor, like disavowed this movie. Like he initially signed on to like do a cameo or do whatever. Mm-hmm. And then read the script and was like, get the fuck out of here. He accepted the Razzies. That's right. He accepted the Razzies in place. And it said on the thing that he delivered them to the people who won. Because he hated it so much. But yes, I have this extended ass TV opening credits. And this isn't 1940. Why are they're listing everybody
Everyone.
At the beginning?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you list the main stars in here, you get the title card, and let's go. The opening we should talk about is when that magnet is going to cut that dude's head off. And then the opening credits when we haven't seen Will Smith, we haven't seen Kevin Kline. Why are we doing that before we've seen these characters?
It was just bizarre. Yeah. And it went on so long. And this was, you know, 5 minutes into the film, and I was like, oh, I'm already losing focus because this is so long and boring. And you haven't, maybe it would be better with Will Smith's song at this point, where you're like, oh, is that Will Smith? That's what, you know, kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's just this random song.
It would be the first of many question marks that would come up in my notes to do it. All right. So then we get to Will Smith. And I don't know, I can always never say Garcelle Beauvau, or I can't remember how to say her name. They're banging in the fucking water tower. Is this the town's water supply that they're just naked and fucking in?
Yes, I think it is.
Gross. Like,
yeah, really gross.
Not just gross for the water supply. Why are you in this disgusting water?
Yeah,
I guess you've made it disgusting. It's drinkable water, but yes, you're. I hate it.
I don't know what the reason, like you said about Salma Hayek's character as well. I was like, there's no reason for this.
No,
I thought she was going to come back into the film at some point.
No, I think this was to be like, hey, if you weren't sure, this dude gets laid, man. All right. Like, I'm Jim West and I'm banging chicks while I'm taking care of all this lawman work.
But I love my work so much that I'm going to leave her on the side of the road.
On the side of the road. Oh, and great. For some reason, this fucking water tower just has a big hole in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fill it up bigger than what it is or more than what it is.
That's what it is.
That's it? No, yeah, it's just
that's it.
Like, well, actually, it goes over. No. That's just what it is.
It just is what it is. Weird opening.
Is he hanging dong? Do they show his dong or like his sack? I paused it to look. When he stands up, he falls down the water tower and those neo-Confederates, by the way, it's 1869 Louisiana.
Yeah.
Every single Confederate is still in their issued uniforms. They're still wearing their gray uniforms around it. I'm like, no, I don't think you could do that.
This is after the American Civil War.
Yes, American Civil War is 1861 to 1865. This is 1869. Okay. Remember in Red Dead 2, the Lemoyne Raiders?
Yeah.
They're wearing the gray, so you'll know that those are neo-Confederates.
Oh. Okay.
Without saying they're Confederates or anything like that, that way you know.
Lots of colors.
The Union wore blue, the Confederates wore gray, the Southerners. So when he stands up from this water, there's a shot from under his legs, and he stands up, and dude, that's his dong, or that's his sack, or something. And I'm just like, no movie. We are like 6 minutes in, and you're doing this in a PG-13 movie?
I didn't think there was hang
on. Oh, go! There's something there. I'm not saying you can make it out, but you can see his legs, and you can see there's something under the legs. And last I checked, maybe right now, I remember where that goes.
Oh my god! No, I didn't notice that. But it was it like the shot from behind him?
Yeah, it's
you can,
like
you like look through his legs.
Yep, it's when he stands up. It goes to him, and they're showing the like Confederates, you know, under there, like just stunned there.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'll have to. Well, unfortunately, I only rented this film on Amazon, so I can't go back and watch it again.
You don't get 48 hours or 24 hours?
You get 24 hours to watch it once.
Are you sure you can only watch it once?
I think so.
Okay, so I know here you have like a certain amount of time to start it, and then you can watch it. Yeah, once you start it, you have it for like 24 or 48 hours.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm confused. Oh, well, great. I'll go back and look at it then.
Perfect way to do that, like at midnight tonight when you're like,
yeah.
All right, so next up we have I should mention this also. This is 1999, is back when PG-13 meant PG-13.
Okay.
PG-13 now is PG,
right?
Like it is so neutered beyond that, no pun intended, the previous thing, that this is where you get this horniness in this movie, because this movie's super fucking horny.
It is. And then there's loads of weird jokes as well.
Yes, because it's 1999 and it's the 90s, and it was really weird, y'all.
It was weird in the 90s. I don't remember them that much, but this film was not the great representation of the 90s.
It is for like the rating wise of what, you know, like a movie like this, I don't think it would be made because you'd say it's too sexual for a family movie to be PG-13, but it's not enough to be an R.
Yeah, so you would just cut two in the middle.
You cut it out, and all of a sudden your PG-13 becomes like the old style PG.
Yeah.
So within 7 minutes, 6 minutes, we've got a potential Hang Dong sighting. Within 7 minutes, we have half of an N-bomb.
Yes.
He's like, well, you are shy. And then he punches him like, oh, movie. No, this is Will Smith. This is the 90s. It's PG-13. I don't need the N-word about to be thrown out. Tarantino, guest writer Tarantino. No.
Yeah, there was a lot of this. And even when he pops up and he's like, oh, hello, Dark Stranger, I was like, whoa. Dude,
we will get, oh, I've got him down.
There's so many bad jokes. And, you know, it's like between him and then the guy with no legs. I was like, oh my God. The stuff that they say back and forth to each other is absolutely horrific.
This movie wants to say the N-word so bad. It's,
oh my God,
so
it's dying to.
Badly wants to do it. And then somebody doesn't like amputees. Or, wait, can you say that word? Can you call them that?
Yeah.
Amputees? I think so. Okay. Or paraplegics? Whatever it is. They don't like them because, like you said, there turns this roast off later between, hey, oh, you're black. Hey, you have no legs. It's like,
yeah, and it's just constant back and forth.
It is. All right, we'll get there. Okay, so we've moved on. Or again, just I don't have everything in here because, again, I couldn't type that fast to get everything
in.
So if I miss something, just get me. We'll go back to it. We get to the saloon, and oh my God, Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline dressed as this prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Looks great.
I looked at it. And I'm like, oh, my God. Are we supposed to think that he's a woman? Is he supposed to look convincing to a woman? Or as a woman?
All of the dudes in the bar were convinced, but maybe they're a bit drunk.
But that's the thing. It's just like, okay, if he's supposed to be this genius master of disguise, okay? Yeah. That is a horrific looking. No offense to anybody who wants to dress like that. That's fine. But that Kevin Kline does not make a very good looking woman. Okay.
No.
He doesn't in that sense. So maybe something like this, if you want to show that he is just this unbelievable master of disguise. But this also would require the movie giving a shit. And we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Is either find some woman out there that looks similar to him. Mm-hmm. And then have her in this scene right here.
Yeah.
And use prosthetics or whatever. I know he can do that more now than whatever. $170 million budget, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Have that to where we're just like, oh, that's it. And then kind of mix it in to be like, oh, shit, that is. Because as soon as you see that, it's just like, all right, it was Kevin Kline. Like,
weird. She, I was going to say, like, she, I'm saying she. He stood out so much And then he got approached by so many men. I was like, really? Are they drinking that much that they're fooled by this disguise?
That, and we get right out of the gate with it, that tonsillitis joke. I'm like, movie, you are too horny already. You are too, like, racially incensed. Like, already it's just like, you're so horny, you want to drop the N-bomb. What is going on here, writers and director? Yes. Barry Sonnenfeld? What's going on? We need to have a therapy session right now.
It is like nobody in the room has been like, guys, maybe this is like not appropriate, or we should just leave that one. They've just went, fuck it, throw it all in and see how much we can get away with.
How about when they're propositioning him more and he's like, I want something young and creamy. And I'm like, okay, I can maybe believe that Kevin Klein has come up as a woman. He is not coming off as a young woman in this sense. But they want something young and creamy. And then we talked about the guest writer, Tarantino, in with the N-bomb. Now we have guest writer George R. R. Martin. He's just like, calls her a whore.
Yes. He's like, oh, you're a whore, aren't you? You should come into here. Oh, my God. Like,
you're a whore. Take my 50 cents. And then he uses this booby trap. Ha ha. Dooby-doon-ch. To knock him out.
Yeah, the booby. That was one of... This is me jumping ahead a little bit. There were some scenes in this film that I did chuckle out loud to.
I
find Will Smith funny.
I have one that got me. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Was it any of these? Was it...
Mine's a little bit later. Mine is.
Yeah, I'll admit, I wasn't drinking while I was watching it. I actually planned on it. And then I got halfway and I was like, wait, I don't have a drink. That's a problem. But no, yeah. I'll need it. I'll just need it now to record.
It would have been a lot more fun if I was drinking, I think.
It probably could have been, but I don't know. I was already like mashing my keyboard.
Yeah. Enough.
All right, so Bloodbath McGrath is there. Kevin Klein or Artemis, and he starts saying their names more. Artemis like hypnotizes him with this thing. He starts barking like a dog, doesn't break out of it. Jim West comes in, not Will Smith. So they bust it up. Outside, we don't see his name, but it is Arliss Loveless, played by the terrible Kenneth Branagh, or terribly played Kenneth Branagh, who then is like, well, I guess we need to get on out of here, boy, and sends in this dynamite. As it's rolling down, Kevin, God bless it, Artemis and Jim have guns at each other and are like, what do we do now? The dynamite or whatever this is, nitro, goes in, blows up the saloon, and nothing.
We don't see them escape.
The scene ends.
Yeah.
And the next thing is Jim West riding up to the White House. What the fucking fuck?
Where's the escape scene? Where's their clever, okay, we're going to have to work together now to escape from here. They just get out.
The scene just
ends. Have an explosion.
Ends. The whole saloon was blown up. By the way, when it blows up, you can see nobody's down there. So there's nobody there. Okay, movie. How does this get made? Like, hello, editor, director. Mm-hmm. How do you put this in a premiere? Like, how do you show this to people and be like, yeah, we don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, he's fine. He got it.
Irate. I thought I might have blinked or just entered a third dimension or a fourth dimension, and I went and rewound it. And it just fucking ends.
I wonder if they filmed something and did it just get cut?
But how do you cut that?
Yeah, just cut everything. See, that part, the explosion, cut it there. It's
done. Have them jump out the window and then just be like, whoa, shit. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the first scene that just ends. And I'm like, no movie, no. Oh, my God. Okay, so we get to Washington, D.C., Jim West rides up, President Ulysses S. Grant, a real person.
Yeah, I was going to say, there seems to be a lot of named characters in this film that are named after people.
Yeah, Ulysses S. Grant was the president at this time. He was the Union general, as I have him now, the Confederate smasher. He's the one who accepted Robert E. Lee's surrender at Appomattox, which effectively ended the Civil War. And now he is El Presidente.
I think it was another one of those X-ray moments where Amazon was telling me, it's like, does it sound right that like George, it was saying that George Washington was in it as well. One of the characters was named George Washington.
Oh,
where Will Smith is about to be hanged.
Oh, I guess they just called someone that, but no, yeah, George Washington was the first president.
That's why I was like, I don't know much about American history and especially not political history, but I was like, I don't think that adds up.
Yeah, Jerry Potter as plantation owner George Washington at the gala.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
He was the guy. Okay,
had the hair.
That, They had that in the notes too. The wig. I'm like, bro, we're in 1869. Ain't nobody in America wearing these fucking wigs.
Yeah, that was George Washington.
Why?
The first president. He was there.
George Washington died in like 1800 or something. 1799. He might not have even made it to the 19th century. That's so fucking weird.
He was there. Just because.
This movie's terrible. Good God. Okay.
What I do like about this film is Will Smith's cowboy outfits.
Man, they are nice.
He looks great.
He looks really fucking good and reminded me how much I love fucking Westerns because of the outfits.
He looks fucking awesome on the horse when he's doing all his flurries with the guns and all his little weapons. He looks awesome.
The low-hanging, like, not saddle, fucking gun holster.
Yeah, bandolier. You got it.
Is that what it is? I'm trying to think of...
You're the cowboy. Yeah.
I know, but I can't blame drinking on this episode. I can't do that. No, I had that written down too. Like watching it, I was like, I want to play Red Dead, and all I want to do is grip my character up.
That's so fucking cool the whole way through.
The only reason I want to play Red Dead Online again is because I had my boonie hat. I know, my boonie hat, my poncho, or my overcoat, and I'm like, if I ever get a poncho, I'm just gonna play that game and just walk around. At night.
We need to play Red Dead Online again. Maybe if we do a stream.
That's what I meant. Yeah, the Red Dead Online.
Oh my God. That's like those clips. I know I talk about them all the time, but they're some of my favorite Twitch clips of my entire history of my channel. Yeah. They're so funny.
The insanity. We'll have to put those in the Discord.
Oh, so good. Yeah, we'll reshare them because they're just absolute gold.
Yeah, the insanity we did. We didn't mention it because I kind of going to brace it throughout. This is very, very legendary. Will Smith accepted this instead of The Matrix.
Is that actually true?
Yeah.
This film.
Yep.
Wow.
This is what he did. Okay. I know that he turned down The Matrix. I'm 99% positive it is this because it came out in the same year of 99.
Right. Was he going to be the lead?
That's what it was. Matrix? Oh, yeah. Will Smith is not play supporting. Yeah. He would have been Keanu Reeves. So I know. Again, almost everybody in that movie was not their first choice because I also know.
Weird.
The whole thing, too, also was Sean Connery. Turned down The Matrix also. I think he was going to be the architect. Like, he wasn't supposed to be Morpheus or anything like that, but he did turn that down. And then Sean Connery also, more famously, turned down Gandalf in Lord of the Rings for, like, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. No, he didn't turn down for that. He took the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen because he turned down all this other stuff. It was like, let me get a piece of that. And then it was the other. We're going to do that movie. I know Sean Connery's dead, but there's going to be some time where we do that movie. That movie is on par with this as being just a steaming pile of shit.
Is it really?
It's so fucking bad. It's so dumb. It may be dumber than this movie, and that might be hyperbolic. This is the dumbest fucking movie I can remember.
I mean, I don't want to start reviewing and concluding, but this is one of my least favorite films I've ever watched.
We will tear it at the end.
Yes.
I think you just gave yours away, though.
No. You could change my mind yet.
Oh, I don't like this movie. No, we'll get to the tier review later. I should say also that my boy Shane Black, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Lethal Weapon, The Nice Guys, the writer, he initially was going to write this movie directed by Richard Donner, who did Lethal Weapon also, with Mel Gibson as Jim West.
Oh my God.
I know. Here's the thing, though. They didn't do that. They didn't do this movie because they did Maverick.
Oh, I don't know that.
Another movie based on a 60s TV show, Western. And I like that movie. And that's the problem with someone like fucking Mel Gibson, man. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He did all that stuff. God damn, the dude's just so fucking likable back in the mid-90s.
Just so grit on the screen.
That movie's so fucking good. I love that movie. It's very lighthearted. It's very funny. It's also a great way to do the cast because James Garner from The Notebook, The Notebook's James Garner, played Maverick in the 1960s show. So in the 1994 movie, he plays his dad.
Oh, that's cute.
So he gets a major role, is playing someone similar. I'm like, that's how you put the old, you know, the original character into it. You don't give him a cameo, you give him a main role. But you let the people who like the show Maverick from 30 years before, they get to see the guy who played Maverick on screen a lot of the time.
Yeah, I like that as well.
It was. But no, they did that. You know who I thought would be really good? Who I thought would have been not really good because I always come back to it and I kind of hate them both, especially at this time. What if this movie was Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson?
We need to think of that. Every film we watch now, which has got two main guys in the lead is going to be every fucking film he watches.
Always going to be those.
It's always right going to be Vince and Owen.
Vince Vaughn. All right, so we're back on track here. We get Ulysses S. Grant, president. But no, it's actually Artemis Gordon playing a dual role. So this is interesting.
Interesting.
So now it's Kevin Kline actually playing Ulysses S. Grant, as well as in this part doing like this impersonation. So to me, it's like, maybe you should have shown Ulysses S. Grant first when we know it's him.
Right.
And now we see Kevin Kline, quote, playing him. And maybe he does it just a little bit different to do it. Because now when I saw it, I'm like, well, it's fucking Kevin Kline.
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, it took me embarrassingly long to figure out that this is the same.
Well, never mind.
No, it's just me, though, because I don't know Kevin Kline.
Okay, so that's true.
The first time I had seen him was as the woman. And then half of that costume ripped off and now he has a little beard on. I was like, oh, okay. He's dressing up as the president. And I was like, wait, they look similar. That was
Him as the prostitute. It's like
totally
scarred.
Threw me.
And it's like almost like a geisha. He's so white.
Yes. In there. Loads of white makeup on.
Yeah. I'm like, is he supposed to be like East Asian?
Oh, yeah. Mrs. East.
Like Mrs. East. Oh, by the way. That's a clever fucking thing. East meets West.
Oh my God.
My God, I do want people, and I'm saying this like as a half joke, I do want people to be more understanding of people in their 30s and 40s like me. This is what we grew up in. This wholly racially, now we can look back on it and be like, man, this is insensitive as shit.
Yeah.
This was normal. This is what we were exposed to as kids. This is what we grew up in. So while it may be no excuse now, just understand this is the kind of shit I was bombarded with throughout my entire childhood in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, so much. And funnily, just going back to if this film starred Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, it would have to be fully fucking rewritten. Like, they couldn't. Like, what would you do with all these jokes as half of your film?
Yeah, they'd have to get rid of the Klan joke book.
Yes.
That they use the right half of this dialogue.
Awful.
That is true. Maybe that was the rewrite. Oh, maybe that was the rewrite. So like, hey, are there any notable racists around here that can write Lovelace's stuff here? All right. So he gives them this thing, all work together. I actually kind of like his performance as Grant. Like, Grant sounds very commanding. I don't know if he actually sounded like that. I don't think there's any kind of audio of Ulysses S. Grant. But, you know, very commanding. He was known for two things as a president. One was a drunk. He was a massive alcoholic. Two, he was corrupt as shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but that's what you do in the United States. Hero of the Revolutionary War, George Washington, president. Hero of the War of 1812, Andrew Jackson, president. Hero of the Mexican War, like fucking everybody was in that. But I think John Tyler was in that. I think then he became one, or maybe he was it before. I don't know. Civil War, Ulysses S. Grant. Spanish-American War, Teddy Roosevelt. I don't think there wasn't one for World War One, and then World War Two is Eisenhower. Okay. And so like, that's what we do in the U.S. is if you're the main general and you win a war, you can automatically become president your party. Yeah. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, well, I guess that was before than what it is. But yeah, Grant was Republican, Eisenhower Republican, Roosevelt Republican. Okay, maybe if you're a Republican, you can be president.
Yeah. That sounds more right. More
if
like
you're
it.
If you're a general. All right, so it gives them this mission that they got to work together and blah, 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 blah. Okay. I just poured another drink.
Okay.
We're on the train and we get the breast scene.
Okay,
fake breast scene. And poor M. Emmett Walsh, who's over there, who turns out he's a fucking marshal, the train conductor.
Yeah, at the very end.
He's over there, hey, boy, what y'all doing over there? I'll touch each other's breasts and shit. And just hearty fucking hard. I am rolling on the fucking ground. This is so fucking funny.
This is so dumb that it's the first part of the film that made me laugh out loud because I was like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, feel my breath.
You were
this
laughing.
This is the bit that made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed to admit it a little bit.
Stop the show. All right. We need to take a few minutes.
But it was one of those moments where I wasn't expecting it. So I was like, oh, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm laughing because this is a comedy genius moment. I was laughing out loud because I was like, what the fuck is happening? And it was it was the very last bit that they get in at the end where he goes, "Oh, I'm hard." And he's like, I was like, "No, what is this?"
So I do, and I like actually that you're saying this, because I do think this is, as soon as this happened, I'm like, okay, that's it. Because this happened in every fucking movie back then, you know, like of a yes. American movie like that. So to me, I'm just like, oh, here comes this scene where they do the her, you're going to do this. But again, it might not be. I will say this, though. But you know what? The most her thing, what's funny, is a man in a dress. English people, British people love that.
Oh, yeah. We lap that shit up.
So why were you not laughing at Kevin Kline? I figured you'd have been hardy-harring in the fucking aisle. At, oh, a man's in a dress. Get your own, yeah, little southern voice.
I was doing my southern accent throughout this whole film as well.
Okay. I was going to wait to hold that till it comes up. But mm-hmm. I already did my Kenneth Branagh, hey, boy, you know, going in that. You got to do yours.
Oh, I need to copy. I can't just.
Wrongs will be righted. United, yes. Divided.
Yes.
South boy.
Wrongs will be righted, southern boy.
There you go.
I think that was a little bit not over the top enough, actually.
No. Okay. Now call him a boy. Now. God, to the end, his almost last line was a fucking racist thing. Like he just,
yeah.
God damn. I mean, Confederate general, way. I guess is what it would do. Okay. Well, we'll get there because he hasn't even been introduced yet into this. He's just dominating. Kenneth fucking Branagh, man. You were on the London set. Shakespeare, you were nominated as best director and actor for an Academy Award at the age of 29 for Shakespeare. And here you are doing fucking Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, Love Child. Okay. So that was, wait, is there another scene you laughed at? Is there another one coming up? Maybe. Okay. We'll get
there. I think the rest of the time I laughed was only, it wasn't supposed to be funny.
Okay. Okay.
Like I was laughing at all the bum shots that we got of the Asian woman randomly got a shot of her butt, and then Salma Hayek's butt twice.
Okay, the Salma Hayek one I get because it was played for a joke. The one with Miss East,
yes,
was the most gratuitous. I literally shook my head. Like
it was shocking, wasn't it? Yes. It actually like caught me off guard. I was like, "Whoa,
but that's
what
like
was the
90s.
Point in that?" Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what it was. Like now we make fun of it. I remember it was Star Trek. The first Star Trek Into Darkness, where I think her name is Alice Eve.
Right.
She, for no reason at all, she has to change clothes. She changes right in front of Chris Pine, and he just turns around, and she's like in her bra and panties. Turn around. And he, then he turns back around. I was like, holy shit. That I remember them catching a ton of shit for. And it's stuff like that. That would have been 2013 or 12 or something like that. And it's just, no, that's just what they did. Like
in the 90s, especially.
What happened here?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there's the uncles and dads who watch these movies. You get dragged to it. So they can be like, oh, yeah, I'll be thinking of that tonight.
Yes.
I'm slamming up against your mother. Maybe they don't have to say that, but. All right. So now we get, oh, my God. So I thought, okay, that's a ridiculous scene. Now we get to the introduction of Arliss Loveless. And the Battle Hymn of the Republic plays. Which is really weird because that was like a union song, you know, pro-union song. Thine eyes will see the glory of the coming of the Lord. Da, 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 da.
Mm.
This big head of Abe Lincoln rolls out and just fucking blows up like he's at Ford's Theater, like John Wilkes Booth was behind it. In the entrance of Kenneth Branagh, as he just comes straight up from the bottom like a goddamn cartoon character.
Yep.
Laughs out loud, and I'm just like, hold up, no. I repause it and I watch that two or three times, and I'm like, they need like a Looney Tunes, like a whoop, like a slide whistle. It is this perfect like zoom in with no sound effect, and it's just, why?
It was so bizarre. I fully was not engaged at this point, and I didn't understand fully what was going on. And then he just popped up, and then he had no legs. And I was like, what? Why is this man? And then everyone was saying he's coming back from the dead. So I was like, I've probably missed something here.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have died doing something.
Yeah. The only thing he missed was like having a good time by not watching this fucking movie. No, they don't say what it is. I don't think they ever say what it is. Initially, he wasn't supposed to be that. I guess they did that so later he can be a fucking spider too.
Maybe.
I guess. Otherwise, is it just like, hey, he let's said make a few fun times, of paraplegics or something?
He said a few times, I give the other half of my body for this science or something. I was like, okay, maybe he like...
Did he say science or cause? It must have been
said. The cause, yeah.
Cause. So he got fucking blown up or whatever. But he's a doctor. Like, he wasn't a general. That's just kind of weird. So I kind of thought that too. I was like, oh, he's another general. And he just got fucking killed. And they thought he got killed. And he just lost his fucking legs. Because that's what they did in the Civil War. Is he got shot. Oh, just fucking saw that motherfucker off.
The whole thing, yeah.
There's no penicillin. There's nothing like that. It's like, oh, is that anyway gangrene? Guess you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Oh, oof. Very like Game of Thrones. When they just hold him down and she's like, yeah, he's going to lose his fucking arm. And he's like, what? No, 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 no. They're like, yeah, you're going to lose that arm, buddy.
Oh, you need to watch The Walking Dead. It's a lot of limb being cut off in that.
Is there like sawed off? Oh, because if you get bit?
Yeah, so like they realize that they realize if you get bit, say like on your hand, if you chop your hand off quick enough, it won't spread up to the rest of you.
Okay. I
so
think
there's
I've
a
heard...
lot of really tense moments where like someone gets bitten on the ankle and then it's like, fuck, panic stations, like grab him, and they don't have time to like get any kind of painkillers or anything. It's just chop, chop, chop. It's like so
that is
grim.
Brutal.
It is so brutal.
God. All right. Well, speaking of brutal, here we get to the roast off. did you write down what exactly was said?
No, I did not. Because okay. I thought, I don't want getting, you know, the Google cop showing up at my house.
So it's one thing. As I'm about Christ. Okay. So they get into this thing about where, yeah, it's basically, hey, you're black. Hey, you got no legs. And he's like, well, it sounds like an occasion I can stand up for.
Yeah.
And then he says, I haven't seen it in a coon's age. I'm like, oh, my God, movie. Did you just say coon? Like, that is, I guarantee you, most people under the age of 30, I would even wager to say almost under the age of 40, don't even know that that is like a slur anymore. Because that is so old school racist, calling African-American, Black Americans coon. And he says that I literally like put my hands on my head like, oh, my fucking God, PG-13, Barry Sonnenfeld, you fucking monster.
What the fuck is this?
What are you doing that you feel like you have to have coon in your family friendly, lighthearted romp?
It's insane. I never knew about that word. And I only, do you know where I learned that word?
Forrest Gump.
No, okay. South Park.
Oh, Lord.
South Park did an episode where Cartman was dressed up, and it was his. And I didn't have a clue, even from watching South Park, that it was like a racist term, and would just say it in like a funny way. And then somebody I was friends with at uni was like, "Do you know what that is?" And I was like, "No, I have no idea what it's referencing." And he told me, and I was like, "Fuck, I had no idea." So yeah, that's the only reason I knew that, though. Like, other than that, I had no frame of reference as to what this is. So it must be like old school.
It's an old school deep cut racist. Like, if you ever gatekeeped by a racist, you'd be like, yeah, you call someone a coon, they're like, okay, he's legit.
Oh,
he's
like,
playing the hits.
Top shelf.
He's playing the hits, the original. He knows from the first album, like what it is. There are some other ones too that I'm not going to say that I haven't heard in a while, but it'd be like, yeah, again, I teach history, y'all. It's not like I have this, this playbook in there. So that keeps going on. I'm just like, I cannot believe this is a fucking movie.
I can't believe. I couldn't believe what was like, because the first one that like pricked my ears up was when they called him Dark Stranger. And I was like, whoa, that's a bit cheeky. Like,
whoa.
I was like, okay, we probably wouldn't say that now. And then it just went all in on the, you're right, racist versus, you know, amputee.
Did it get dark in here? Something like, Jesus. But again, it is very, okay, for being a steampunk fantasy type thing, they've really hit the period piece nomenclature, you know, very well. In the sense of that, it being like, you know, we're still going to be super racist and say it's like, well, you know, it's a steampunk, it's an alternative universe. They can still like do all that. But, you know, we don't need to actually say, no, we got to fucking say it.
Yeah, we're going to go all in. We're going to double down on this.
You know, most of the time it's you can get away with one F-bomb. You think they petition the MPAA and we're like, how many coons can we get away with? Can we say the N-word? And they're like, no. Yeah, but what if we, no.
We say the first half and we punch him in the face. Yeah, you can do
they,
that.
No, then they wait and they're like, okay, fine. Stop messaging us. You can say it.
So bad.
It is. All right. So And again, you might think like, okay, if you haven't seen the movie for some reason, like, please go fucking see the movie before this. But if you haven't, you might think, wow, how are they going to take it up a notch? How about a fucking lynching?
Yeah.
How about pulling out a noose saying, hang him? I'm like, when is this going to stop? Because now you've taken the one black dude here. He's playing the booby drums in there. And he's doing
never again, drum on the white lady's boobies.
But here's the thing. And again, like, again, teaching history, knowing all this to like make it have been a little bit somber now. This is the kind of shit that actual black Americans were fucking hanged for, would be like talking accusations of talking to a white woman, of just being insane. In a thing of hat tipping to a white woman. They could be fucking string up and murdered and lynched and nothing would happen to those people. That is fucking reality.
Yeah.
I don't need to be reminded of that shit in my Wild Wild West movie.
In my little Western film. Why is this? Like,
this is where, and again, if y'all can see the video, right? This is what we should have done, something like this live so people can see me like shaking. I'm on my third drink now. Wild Wild West. No, no movie. No.
And then, and Will Smith is just joking the whole time he's up there. He's like, you know what? I have learned, never drunk on a white lady's boobies. Fuck's sake, man. He's holding the noose as he says
there. By the way, they're just leaving him up there to soliloquy on his own. No one's up there to actually place his neck in the noose, you know? Yeah. And then he gets to give a speech. He literally does the fingers between, if I could do it, I would do it, but I can't. The whistle to like get their attention. Mm-hmm. I'm like, aren't you the one being hung or hanged? Hanged? Why are you having to get their attention? Are they distracted by the non? Is there another lynching going on that they're like, hold up. We have so many. And then the redneck thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This goes on for minutes. And
it's awkward.
This Will Smith, again, I'm trying to think. Maybe Dwayne Johnson a few years ago could have been it. But it's a different time now where you know everybody's business because of Instagram. Mm. Having been 15 years old and a teenager in 1999, there was nobody bigger at this time than Will Smith. Right. And a big time movie star like Arnold Schwarzenegger a little bit before, Tom Cruise and all that. They are larger than life. You can see this moment of his career shifting. Like in his eyes up there, as he's trying to say these lines, it's like he knows, right? He knows he's never going to get better than this.
He must think this is where I've peaked. This is 1999. Yeah, he's like, you know what?
I signed on to the wrong goddamn movie. Hopefully that Matrix will be a bust. So maybe save some face. Flop. Maybe that'll be it. And that you can see that there, and it's so fucking painful. But this is the line coming up where I laughed out loud, where I chortled and laughed out loud.
Oh.
He goes, in my native land, and a guy goes, Georgia? And as soon as I heard that, he goes, Africa. I laughed. I legit laughed out loud at the guy going, Georgia?
Yeah, because you don't see the guy either. You just hear his voice in the distance.
It's like, off screen. And then Will Smith just gives him that look of just, Africa, idiot. My native land, Georgia. That's the only one that I actually laughed out loud of a funny moment.
Oh, you didn't laugh at a breath of fresh ass?
Are we? Okay. No, please. No. Oh, my God. No. No, but we'll get there.
Okay, no.
We'll get to these puns coming up. We do get it. This is going to be this is dated right now. And if anybody listens to this in the coming years, it's going to be even more dated of a reference. But have Will Smith channeled his inner Kanye West with, what's the big deal about slavery anyway?
Oh my God. Yeah. And
again, my hat is on right now. I was watching this without a hat, but my hands go to my eyes and my cheek. And I'm just like,
I'm like watching between my hands. Yeah. Like, is this? This can't be real. This can't be real.
He's still talking. How is he still talking? And is this vamp? Oh my God. I cannot believe. You know what, though? He's paid like $20 million to say this. I'd say that shit too. Wait, no, I wouldn't say that. Oh, no, I wouldn't say
that.
Never mind.
Not say that. No.
No,
not even for $20 million.
For $20 million, I would say it and then spend about $5 million writing it, writing the wrong. And I still come out ahead. Yeah.
True. True.
All right. So the rope is springy.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the plan.
That was the plan all along.
We didn't say that Artemis is fucking Russian in here, which he didn't sound Russian to me almost. It was almost like German, like what I kind of got at it. But he's Russian, very stereotypical, looking like a frontiersman with the big beard and the fucking beaver hat or whatever it is. The rope is springy. Will Smith apparently knows that it's springy at that point because he sees Artemis driving off in the wagon. Mm-hmm. He jumps onto the wagon. Apparently, that was the whole plan. And George Washington, apparently the plantation owner, yeah. and all the other neo-Confederates just stay there. And they don't chase
them
in
this
very slow-moving wagon.
At one point, it looked like they were going to go back into the party with Will Smith. I feel like he had kind of talked them round.
He talked them round, but then he said something like, "The what's the big deal about slavery anyway? Who doesn't want people working?" It kind of worked, but I forgot what it was. In other words, it's become a repressed memory, which is a lot of this movie is going to be eventually when I go to sleep.
Oh,
enough.
the woman fainted.
He fainted. Was that what did it?
He said, "Would it help if I said I thought you were a man?"
Yes, he proposed actually, and then said the man, and then we're like, he insulted that white woman again. We can't abide by that, boy. And then I'm going to keep saying, boy, while I still can, boy. Well, because Foghorn Leghorn, you know what I'm talking about with that cartoon, Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember
he calls everybody
when
boy.
We watched that, the Knives Out.
Yes.
The Daniel Craig is like, yes. Foghorn Leghorn, yeah.
KFC CSI. And as soon as Foghorn Leghorn. So I'm just going to get the, and then Emmett Walsh also sounds like that. So this is just the most ridiculous, just like Southern caricatures. God, I love to hate this movie. The neo-Confederates are waiting for them, are waiting for McGrath. Arliss, Loveless, and McGrath are rolling up on this. This tank comes out, which again, it's funny how both the tank and the in a flying machine are both like Da Vinci inventions that he couldn't do. So again, this comes from there as well, and we'll see that flying machine coming up later. This tank goes up and murders all these neo-Confederates that are there. McGrath gets mad. He kills McGrath. And then, oh my fucking God, did this movie just do an RCA joke?
Oh, what was that? Did I miss
the
it?
Dog, that little dog looking into the megaphone or phonograph or whatever it is.
Yeah, that stood out to me, but I didn't know what it was.
The fucking RCA logo going back to like 100 some odd years ago is this dog looking into it. And I'm telling you, I hit my fucking desk. I slammed my desk. Going no. Who the fuck was that for? Is that for the 90-year-old fucking people in the audience?
Yeah.
Is that for the grandpas that got dragged by the grandkids? So you got the ass and all the racism for the uncles and dads, and you got the fucking RCA joke for the grandparents there.
Yeah, I didn't get it at all, but it stood out to me enough that I was like, I feel like that was for someone, but it isn't for me.
I mean, I just, boom, just hit my desk going, no. No movie. If I could roll up a newspaper and like hit it, I would do it. I just
spray it with a water bottle like, no.
Fucking boomers, man. Jesus Christ. Okay, we didn't even mention all the fucking German women that are helping him. A bunch of German women. Scantily German.
Lippenreader.
Yeah, fucking
Christ,
that's
so dumb.
Yes, they're of course are all scantily clad because you can't have a woman in this movie who's not a whore or scantily clad, right?
Honestly, it's wild. I felt awful watching every these women. Honestly, I was watching it like, girl, come on. I know it's the 90s, but
God Almighty. All right, so the neo-Confederates get slaughtered. And then the another part. So I just slam my desk and I'm saying no. I'm saying no, movie. Then we get Jim, who sees all this slaughter with the tank and starts regaling us of this tale of how he heard stories of a tank like this murdering men or old men, women, and children. And no movie. No. You do not get to have a heartfelt moment where Will Smith wants to actually act and show I can act. You're going to get Ali in like 4 years. You're going to get your Academy Award nomination. You're in fucking Wild Wild West, okay? You're not going to get that in this movie. You don't get that in this. I don't feel a goddamn thing for a word of what he's saying.
What is the phrase I'm looking for? It's lost on me. But it was just so...
Unearned.
Sidelined. I was like, whoa, where is this coming from? Yeah. He sits down, he takes this moment. He goes, yeah, I heard about this. Tells this whole story. I was like, excuse me? Where is this coming
And they're
from?
Panning over the bodies of the dead Confederates.
Yeah.
You didn't
and
even do
Salma a Hayek sat there with her boobs out.
Yeah, and then Kevin Kline's like, no one could have been this precision. And he's doing his shocked face. It's like, shut the fuck up.
So dumb.
Say, shut up, Kevin Kline.
And then they have their other moment later on by the fire where it's like, I'll help you get him. I was like, oh,
no,
now we're best
no,
friends. Okay,
no,
get it.
I just,
I get it.
I gave a, I can't do that. It doesn't show up on the mic when I do that.
I've noticed that whenever we go, it
doesn't show up. So I can't do it. So I know. So you just imagine me doing the like fart sound. Yeah, just yeah. That sound there. So now we get, if anything right now, the movie has at least made sense. It's been stupid. Mm. We know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
It's a it's moving along. So the one thing it has going for it is the movie is moving along at a pretty brisk pace. All right.
Yes.
Are you ready to pull the fucking e-brake and get sent off into the ditch? Because that's what fucking happens. They're riding back to Texas, by the way. Let's go.
Texas. Yeah.
Right back to Texas because I guess that's where she's from. Drop her off. She still does not have any goddamn clothes on. Movie. Like, how horny were these fucking producers and executives? Oh, wait, we're finding that out now with like Harvey Weinstein and everything.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
We're finding out, why was Selma Hayek dressed in lingerie the whole movie? Because she fucking had to.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And when they did the shot of her walking away in Will Smith's like pajamas twice, I was like, twice.
Let's get it. I wrote them down. Did you write down the lines? I wrote these down.
I wrote one of them.
All right, I got them all. You write, which one did you?
A breath of fresh ass.
Okay. No, wait.
That's what he
says
first.
Yes, you're right. Yes. So I put ass ahoy with the breath of fresh ass.
Yeah.
We then get, no, I didn't say that. I said a breast of fresh air.
Yeah.
And then Jim goes, yeah, whatever. Let's just get some shut ass.
Yeah.
And to me, I just, again, losing my life force. My brain is oozing out of my ear. And I check to see, holy mother of fucking God, there is still an hour left in this movie.
I did this so much, so much. I looked at the film and I was like, oh, it's been 20 minutes.
Oh. It's only been 20.
What's going on?
No, but I looked at this, I'm like, okay, they're getting here. We're getting right up to the climax. There's probably about maybe 30 minutes left of it, maybe 40. And it was a fucking hour after these goddamn lazy ass rejects from adult Laffy Taffy puns.
On the flip side of that, I was looking at the very end of the film and they were doing in the middle of a big fight sequence and there was like 3 minutes after the film and I was like, what the fuck? Like,
hold on.
How are they going to wrap this up?
Wait,
so quickly?
Something's wrong here. The movie got cut
then
off.
Then I remembered they did all the credits at the start. So there wasn't the usual 10 minute credit scene.
The credits are literally Wild West. And like it's a song, I should say. You know what? I thought I was going to do this more. I haven't done any wiki ones. I haven't said it at all.
Oh, what?
We can't wiki get going here. All right, I'll pick it up. I'll pick those up in there. Okay. Because, it's all just like wiki, what? That's what it should put in. Anytime something happens, I'm going to start saying that. Whenever they're like, say what? Just go wiki, what? Boy, that would be a good way to lose any kind of friends or relationships that I have. All right, Rita causes them to get captured because, again, we find out that I guess she had been with. We didn't even say why she's in the movie. She's trying to get her father. I'm sorry. Yeah. The way she says father is.
Father.
This is what I'm talking about, Selma Hayek. Yeah, her character sucks. Yeah, her dialogue sucks. She's not doing it any favors with her voice.
No.
What's going on here, boys? Like.
Strange accent. It's like she picks up the accents of the people around her.
I don't know what it is. It's like, okay, she's like Mexican. Or she Texican? Yeah. But no. Nobody has said my father more than fucking...
My father.
Than like, was it Jackie Jr. from The Sopranos? And the running joke on that was him being like, my father does that. And his father dies and eventually he gets fucking whacked.
Oh.
So her just guessing it. Boy, we'll get to her fucking character at the end when I fucking was raging like crazy. I almost fucking overturned my desk at her last scene, like Chang and Community.
Oh,
I almost just fucking ripped it up and just threw it. And almost got kicked out of my house.
I think originally she's at the big party, right? But they have her locked in a cage because she doesn't want to do some part of the show.
I don't think she
so
wants
they
to
lock
bang
her up in
some
the cage.
Old dude.
Yeah.
She gets choked. And like, don't get me wrong, that was nice. I like that. But yeah, she gets, Salma Hayek choked and thrown in a cage. Okay, now you got me. Now I'm interested. All right, let's
but then she escapes, right? So they're
Kevin Kline, or Artemis,
yes.
Gets her out.
So they're chasing her to try and get her back.
Yeah, and she keeps saying she knows where it is, and then she fucking gets in there. We didn't even talk about the stupid train. We didn't even talk about nice of you to drop it. There's so much of this I don't want to fucking talk about.
I do feel like I've mentally blocked it out already. You know?
There's been so much of it in there to get. But I guess, yeah, Rita caused them to get captured as they kind of go behind them, the billiard ball. And now they've been left in this thing with the magnetic saw blades. And Loveless, you know, kind of soliloquies and keeps talking to them. I thought they were going to do the joke of where he just keeps talking and it goes off into the distance and you can't hear him. I was like, okay, that might have been funny, but they didn't do that. He then, of course, they're like, yeah, I'll take good care of her. And it's just, you can't do anything, right? Because, you got no legs and you got no dick. And then he basically says, you know, all this science I've been doing here, boy, is you don't think I've been able to basically get myself something new. And then this thing to the side he leaves is a giant fucking dick.
Yeah. Like, and it's like gyrating in an arc.
And it's gyrating. And I'm just like, wow, the subtlety is lost on fucking me, isn't it? Oh, I guess I didn't do that. Dong, 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 dong. As I hit a fucking thing on my head, a mallet.
It's so weird. Just so unnecessary. It's like, oh, suddenly it's all about him getting laid. That's his whole and this driving isn't even force.
This isn't even the horniest he's going to get. Because his horniness is going to be his downfall.
Exactly.
But they had to put in that he was like, you don't think I've made a steampunk dildo, boy?
Exactly.
All right. So then they go away and it's like, okay, I guess he's going to do whatever. They get out. These magnetic blades chase after them. And they jump into this muddy gully and it blows up. And
for what reason?
Like,
why did they jump into a muddy...
I guess because they then knew to jump and then the magnets would smash against each other. And those magnets blew up like they had explosives. And it's like, I don't think they had explosives. I think they were just fucking saw blades to cut heads off.
I just didn't know the reason why they jumped into mud. I was like, do we need to do this?
Was that mud or was that like shit?
I don't know. It was very red.
Every time I see mud like that, I think of the fucking Uruk-hai from Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
every time I see just mud, I'm like, are there fucking Uruk-hai in there?
In there, yeah.
And so right there, I'm like, you know, 1999, Weta Workshop, was this Weta? Is it Uruk-hai? No, there's not, because that would make this an actual good movie.
Imagine that crossover. Wow.
No, I don't want to imagine it. We will eventually do that Lord of the Rings fellowship, and I'm just going to warn you right now. Prepare yourself, because that episode will be like 3 fucking hours, because I will scene by scene of that movie.
As long as it's not at midnight.
No, we'll have to do that on a Saturday.
Do that Saturday. Sunday,
maybe a two-parter. We'll have to come back. That will be a long one. It's funny because I keep thinking like, okay, we're done with the racial incident. Now here we go. Artemis, again, the good guy. All right. So again, now you're talking about, oh, it's a movie in 1869. We got to keep it historical. Yeah, but Artemis is a good guy. We'll have the bad guy say coon and say all that other stuff. We then have Artemis using the correct era term of Negro. And I'm like, no, y'all, no. We don't need to have somebody saying Negro in an alternative. Unless you're talking about like a United Negro College Fund or the Negro League's baseball, we don't need to have somebody, especially a good guy, saying that term. It's fucking Wild Wild West, okay? There's a black dude that's just walking around the White House who apparently is like going to be Secret Service. All right.
Yes.
It's steampunk. Okay. We've got a fucking legless guy in here making steampunk dildos. All right. We don't need to use this wording.
It is weird. And it's, I don't know. It's just, I don't know if it's just because it is now. It totally makes me jump out of my seat, like hearing words like that. I don't know. It's just so bizarre.
I get it from the bad guy, but this is a good guy.
Like,
also,
make us hate the bad guy. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like, I get it. Yes, it is correct era, because using that word would have been perfectly good if you want to say that was an old term up to like the 60s. I'm saying like Negro American or something like that. To do Afro American would have been in that. It really went until the 60s when it became like, you know, African American on in there. But this is not fucking Selma, okay? You're not doing a civil rights movie or a movie about Booker T. Washington or something. You're doing goddamn Wild Wild West.
Yeah, and it's meant to be like fantasy somewhat, isn't it? So it's like, just do your own little thing. Make your own words.
I think this was written by a fucking neo-Confederate who wanted to do this. Okay, all right. So I was going to say, I guess I get that. But then I'm just laughing my fucking ass off at the green screen. of the next scene of them
when they're walking through the desert. I've never seen a more obvious one, I don't think.
4 out of 5 partner Twitch streamers have a better green screen than 1999's $170 million movie.
Just for what reason, though? Like, why can't they just... It wasn't as if they had something had crazy in the background.
Had to have been
it
a
was
reshoot.
Just, yeah, you're right, yeah. It's like just the sky, and I was like, oh, this is very strange, and it stuck out so badly. I think it's just the way they light people when they're trying to do, an outdoor green screen shot, trying to make the lighting on the people look realistic. It's just so
they did not
badly
care.
Done. They didn't give a fuck. They were like, let's get this film
they
out.
They had them for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
I had it in my notes that initially when they're doing it, they're talking about how it was his family that was actually killed at that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
His adopted family, because apparently he was also adopted by Native Americans, because of course he would be adopted. But I have it. Yeah, it was his family that. Sorry. The green screen LMAO. That's what I just slammed
this is
down.
Their moment.
As soon as I saw the green screen, I'm like, nope, can't do it. Can't
sorry,
take it serious.
Yep. We're out of the scene now.
All right, are you ready for it?
Yes.
Spider Canyon and the Giant Spider. So I'm glad you didn't know this because I want to see your honest to God reaction. This is a very famous thing if you've paid attention to this movie before or the potential movie Superman Lives. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Henry Cavill?
No. Superman Lives. 90s movie with Nicolas Cage playing Superman, directed by Tim Burton.
Oh, okay. I know that.
90s Superman, Nicolas Cage, directed by Tim Burton. Initially written by Kevin Smith. That Kevin Smith from Mallrats and Clerks and all that.
Oh.
Yes, that was a movie that at one point could have been made. All right. So remember I mentioned the producer John Peters?
Yep.
John Peters produced this film alongside director Sonnenfeld. In a 2002 Q&A event that appears on An Evening with Kevin Smith, filmmaker Kevin Smith talked about working with Peters on a fifth potential Superman film in 1997. That's the Superman Lives with Tim Burton, Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Revealing that Peters had 3 demands for the scripts. All right. For the script. This is the producer that Kevin Smith wrote. The first demand was that Superman not wear the suit. Okay. All right.
Okay. Strange.
The second was that Superman not fly.
Okay.
So what makes strange. Superman is the suit and flying, right? All right. And the third. Are you ready? I don't think you're ready.
I don't know if I'm ready.
The third was to have Superman fight a giant spider in the third act.
Is this the film?
After Tim Burton came on board to direct, Smith's script was scrapped, and the film was never produced due to further complications. A year later, he noted that Wild Wild West, with Peters on board as producer, was released with the inclusion of a giant mechanical spider in the final act.
So what's happened there?
This motherfucker wanted a goddamn giant mechanical spider in a movie and was
that's all he wanted
and was gonna put it into whatever fucking movie.
That's what I mean. I felt like I didn't get the connection. I was like, why is there spider swords? Why is there these spiders on the cake? Why is there the spider by the fire?
On
why
the flag there's a spider on his flag.
Yeah, you're right.
The Confederate flag. Yeah.
And now there's a big giant mechanical spider. I was like, how is this tying in? I don't understand. But now he has obviously just got a weird obsession with
you. Know what? We don't kink shame here. Tarantino likes feet. John Peters likes spiders. Maybe he
and Gilderoy Lockhart, who is Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in Chamber of Secrets, which is the Harry Potter film with the giant spider.
With Aragog.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
it's
all
a Kenneth
the spiders.
Maybe it's a Kenneth Branagh thing.
I think it's them both teaming up.
All right, so there was a Netflix show called The Sandman that just came out.
Yeah.
So that's Neil Gaiman. I think it's Gaiman. It might be Gaiman. Also said that Peters, this was back in the day before, this guy, the writer, also said that Peters insisted a giant mechanical spider be included in a proposed film adaptation of The Sandman.
What?
The guy has a spider fetish.
Right, that's actually annoying me because it's a change of seasons here at the moment. And I mean, it's a change of seasons everywhere. But at this time of year, big fucking spiders come into my house.
Really?
Yes.
You got big spiders.
Well, this big.
Hmm.
So big body, long, spindly legs.
Yeah.
And they come in I don't know if it's because it's getting cold outside, they want to come in, but my house never has that many spiders in. But this week, there's been one of those spiders in my house every single day.
What do you think? You don't kill it, do you?
I have stages. What? So the initial stages, I try and capture it and chuck it outside. However,
if it keeps coming back,
it's... if it resists and it tries to run away, it gets
no.
Smack.
They're yeah. harmless. They eat bugs.
That's fine. There's one in my living room right now, and I've made peace with him because he's staying in the top corner and he's not moving. However, the ones that I've gotten rid of, I've been running around the floor in my bedroom, which is not allowed.
Have
so I'm making an example of the living room one.
Have you ever
he
had
can
a
stay?
Have you ever had a bug across your face when you're sleeping, like waking
no,
up?
No, fuck off. I can't. I've got the heebie-jeebies
no,
now.
No, that happened to me one time. It was a roach.
Oh!
When I was a kid, and I like freaked the fuck out because I woke up and you know you do this kind of this thing because there's times when you feel it, and I do that and it starts fluttering and going, and I just screamed and screamed.
They're so disgusting.
They are. I think honestly, okay, this is gross. So flip ahead about 30 seconds to a minute if you don't want to be potentially grossed out.
Can I flip ahead?
You got no. When I was in Arizona this past,
well, recently,
yeah, like a past, you know, last month or so.
Yeah,
I had a. I think I might have gotten like COVID or some shit. Had a bunch of junk in my throat. Kind of felt bad. One morning I wake up, and you know, you cough up phlegm, blah blah blah. I wake up and I cough up something.
No.
And it goes on the floor, and I think it was a bug.
Oh.
And I think I swallowed a bug, and it got stuck in all the phlegm in my throat.
Oh no.
I know. So I just called the dog over to eat it up and I didn't think about it at all.
Oh my God, that made me feel sick.
No, I picked it up, but I literally looked and I was just like, I'm not gonna think about this too much. The fact that I think that was a bug that I swallowed and got stuck in all the junk in my throat. So
yeah. So I've done that before where like say I'll have like a can of Coke or something sat on the side and I'll drink it and there's something in it and I'm like I'll just swallow it. I'm like, no, yeah. I don't want to know. No.
If I'm outside and I can spit it out, I'll spit it out. Otherwise,
no,
I'll just swallow it.
I don't want to know.
No. I mean, I'll like super, yeah, I'll like look at it. Like spit it into the fucking garden or something.
Disgusting.
I won't look at it. All right. So now we're back.
Yeah, spiders suck.
All right. So we're back on the actual movie and not the grossness of it. So Jim West basically says to Artemis, Artemis is like, yo, I got this fucking Da Vinci's got this flying machine. I'm in the blah, blah, blah. And Jim is like, yeah, we don't have time for your half-baked inventions. We need to stick to what we do best. Isn't what he does best
inventions?
Half-baked invention because he's a fucking genius and the foremost inventor in the fucking world? You idiotic characters. Fuck you, screenwriter.
That was such a dumb line.
It was
that,
so
that one was
stupid.
One that stood out to me as well. It's like, shut up. And especially because there's been times, you know, where they've had the things around their neck. And I keep going to call him Will Smith. I'm sorry. What's his character's
Jim
name?
Jim West.
Yeah. And Jim West goes, you know, he finally gives in. He's like, okay, how are you going to get us out of this? You know, with all your tools, you know, he releases responsibility of the situation. He's like, okay, this is your thing, you know your thing and I know my thing. And then you're right, in the next like 30 minutes or however long that bit was, he's like, no, shut up, we need to stick what we know best. I'm like, wait, what did you just say?
He's a fucking
earlier?
Inventor,
that's his thing.
Yeah, because like, he's by his little bicycle, his car bicycle, and then he's on a horse, and I'm like, you can't say that what he does best is ride a horse because we've never seen him ride a horse. Oh, guess what?
Exactly.
We're still not going to see him ride a horse because that's Kevin Kline's stunt double on that fucking horse because we don't see him on it.
No, we see like a very long way shot.
A long
of the
shot.
Horse.
And I'm like, are you... movie? You don't take me for much, do you? They really think the absolute fucking morons. Again, it's okay to like a movie if you're out there. It's okay to like it. But if you did watch if you did watch this movie the first time as an adult, you need to come explain yourself in an email or come on Kangaroo Court in the Discord. We will put you on trial.
Yeah.
We'll put you on trial for that. All right. So now we get Loveless out in the open and he gets his master plan here where the United States of America has been divided. Giving it back. So again, a little history lesson here. The original colonies go back to Britain. Congrats.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes.
Minus Manhattan, though.
Oh.
Did you pick that up? Minus Manhattan.
Are you guys keeping that?
No. There's nobody. There's no United States anymore. It's been divested or dissolved. So do the natives get it? Do the Dutch get it? Like, who gets Manhattan? It doesn't ever say. There's no United States. No.
It's just Manhattan now. It's just its own thing.
It doesn't say. It just says minus Manhattan. So Britain gets the original 13 colonies, which encompasses everything in there. But it also says Manhattan. I'm like, is that Manhattan Island? There are no boroughs at that time of it. So you can't say it's like just the Manhattan borough.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just the island. So Staten Island. Weird. Yeah, Britain gets Staten Island back. Have fun with that. But I don't know who gets it. Florida goes back to Spain along with the Fountain of Youth. Is there a actual fountain of youth in this universe? Because why aren't y'all going to there instead of making fucking mechanical spiders?
I know. What's the purpose for the spiders? I don't get it.
Like, the Fountain of Youth is a bigger thing. Okay, if I'm a supervillain, give me that, right?
That's what you want, yes.
It's on Stranger Tides. Pirates
exactly.
of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yes.
France, he doesn't mention France, by the way. He doesn't say France, which to me is like a very British Kenneth Branagh thing that he's just like, I'm going to fuck this lineup so bad,
we're not
talking about
that
in the movie. But it's on the map. France looks like they get back some of the Louisiana Purchase, not all of it, but they get some of it back. And I just have fuck you, Napoleon, on there. Because that's what he did. Napoleon needed money for his wars. He sold fucking half of the like a fourth of the United States right now for $15 million.
Oh, what?
To old TJ, to old Thomas Jefferson, 1805.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The United States like doubled in size for $15 million in like 1805 because Napoleon was fighting the fucking continents.
Jesus.
Not forward thinking there, Napoleon.
No.
Idiot. By the
mil.
Way, that movie Jesus. Comes out in a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mexico gets back. Texas, Arizona, California, and Nuevo Mexico.
Ha. Good stuff.
Yep. Mexico gets it. So, Spain gets that. Mexico gets that. Do you think Spain's going to go back to Mexico and be like, hey, we want you back? Or is it just,
let's team up.
They'll get it. And the rest goes to Loveless Land, you fucking unoriginal bastard.
Loveless land.
He gets the Pacific Northwest up to like Colorado, even all the way up there, which used to be, I don't know, I think it was some of like Russia way back in the day, going back to Alaska. It doesn't mention Alaska because Alaska was purchased.
Oh, right.
Alaska was purchased. Seward's Folly, as they call it. William Seward, I think it's the Secretary of State, purchased Alaska for the cheapest amount you can imagine. I think it was just like several million dollars. And people are like, you fucking idiot. You just bought a bunch of ice and trees.
Yeah.
And then that whole oil thing, you know, is a pretty big purchase.
For how much did you say? Like a few million?
It was something like 7 million.
Wow.
7 million Alaska for $7 million in 1867.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Was that still?
By today's money standards, anyway.
Yeah, it was called Seward's Folly. That was after the Civil War, actually. So that was 1867. That was 2 years before this came out. Here's the check. We wrote a check for $7.2 million.
Jesus, that's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's roughly $151 million now. Do you think some dickbag like Elon Musk would buy Alaska for $151 million?
Yeah, and go move him and all his kids there.
Make it his libertarian like paradise. Yeah. I want to go to Alaska, though.
It's never, ever like been on my radar to go to
Alaska. Yeah, it's six states I haven't been to. That's one of them. So.
Oh, fair enough.
I need to go to them. All right, this fucking revolving camera, this camera that is stuck right in Kenneth Branagh's face, as he's rotating, moving around, it just keeps going back to it. I'm like, no, I don't like it. I don't want to see
it. Yeah, once is enough.
As he's just giving his speech in there, I'm sorry, it's just stuck in my head, that stupid shit-eating grin. He's got the dumb, I should have done that. I should have tried to shave my beard into that little thing that he has.
Oh my god, you could do that.
Yeah. Song will be divided. Oh, like what? What is going through his mind as he's saying these lines? Like, he's giving it his all. He is overacting.
The accent is there. Yeah,
he's overacting like he's on the fucking London stage playing to the back. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing with that fucking voice?
How did we get here?
How did his career
did we get
there?
Here?
And then he thinks, you know what? I cheated on Emma Thompson already. This is a brand new summer home. I can think about that summer home I'll have for the rest of my life because of this movie.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. The next thing, the second time and the last time that I legitimately laughed at this movie was when they're going to execute Artemis. And he's like, I have an invulnerable on, or whatever the fuck he called it, his little bulletproof vest. Aim for my heart, which I love for this country, and just deadpan, Loveless goes, shoot him in the head. I was like, okay.
I loved his reaction where he goes, damn.
Yeah, he's like, damn. Okay, that was the second chortle, you know, something like that I had.
Yeah.
And then I caught myself. As soon as I did, I was like, no, Brett, don't fucking laugh at Wild Wild West. Don't you do it.
I didn't laugh too much, but I did a lot of like sharp inhales, you know, where you go.
Yeah, that would be like my chortle just. Yeah, just like yeah, that it was those two times that I had it. There were no actual fucking knee slappers where all the skin has come off, except for that time with the breasts that apparently you actually laughed at.
Oh, there was one more that I liked.
Oh Christ. Okay, well, we'll get there.
All right. Wait, you know what it is?
No, I don't. Okay. Oh please. Oh no. It is not. If it's no more Mr. Knife Guy, I'm gonna. Is it? Is it?
It was so stupid.
Is it?
It was so stupid because it was. I just couldn't believe that they did that.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the final episode of On the Path.
Goodbye, everyone. If you don't see me back next week, Brett is
one of us will not be back. We're going to decide. Someone's going to go on vacation. Someone's going to be... Lucy may be actually suspended when we watch an actual movie next week, which we'll get to. We'll get to it. Okay. All right. We'll get there because who he said... Okay. No. Okay. We have not gotten to. This is where I legitimately wanted to punch my screen.
Oh, okay.
And I'm letting this pause for effect. This isn't dead air that I forgot to edit. I'm letting this fucking pause happen.
Oh, okay. I'll have a drink.
Jesus fucking Christ. Will Smith, Jim West shows up in drag in this stripper shit canery. And I just resolved myself to just being done with it. I can't even rage anymore. It just happened. I sat there and I'm like, no, this is the movie. This is what I decided to watch.
Yeah, this was your decision, remember?
This was my decision. I was having fun raging, doing As this goes on and on.
Doesn't it?
And on.
Oh my goodness. I thought, that's funny. You know, it's circling back around to the start of the film. That's clever.
Yes, it is. I'll give it that.
Yeah, he didn't just do the fake boobs in the outfit. He did makeup. He had the whole look.
And he was barefoot. Eyeshadow. Because of course he was. Quentin Tarantino came back.
There we go. But it goes on for so long. He's dancing and Lovelace is, you know, a new girl. Like such a fucking stupid asshole, by the way. He's like, this mysterious woman has just shown up just as I'm about to kill this guy.
He is about to kill this person. He's about to get this unconditional surrender from the president. And he stops all of this in front of everybody to get horny for a fucking lap dance.
Yep.
And he's into it. And I'm like, okay, he just made all these, you know, black jokes and racist jokes.
And then
he calls her. Did you see what he called her?
No, I can't remember, but
like Ebonia, like ebony. Yes. And I was just like, no. There's a scene in Silicon Valley where TJ Miller as Ehrlich Bachman makes this very bad deal and he thinks he's making a deal with someone for Oculus, like a VR.
Yeah.
And instead it's octopus for octopus recipes. And he just goes, no, like talking to himself being like, no, that's not it. That was me in this moment. When he said that, I'm just like, no.
I refuse to believe it.
I'm using a psychological defense mechanism of denial, and I'm not watching this movie. That was not the line that just happened. And no.
That didn't get past script writers, casting, director, calling the scene, the edit. That go past all those people.
There are two movies off the top of my head that I'm familiar with that may be worse than this movie.
Okay.
And I'm sure we will get to them. But this is worse than them because this is Will Smith in his fucking prime. And it's $170 million. Dollars. And it's 2 years after that he teamed up with the director for fucking Men in Black.
Men in Black's great.
Yes, and even though I haven't seen it, I will, because people say that, you know, in that time, like, I'm fine with it. You know, no one ever really, you know, bags on that movie too much. It's fucking Tommy Lee Jones. Come on, you can't go wrong with him. Apparently, though, he's a major league asshole also. But he's an old Texan.
I'm just thinking now, I'm actually really interested in watching Men in Black back now, because I wonder if there's as many, I don't think there'll be as many as this film, but I wonder do they make jokes about, like, him being black and stuff in that film as well?
That I probably not. That might be more you're young, you're old kind of thing. But yes. Summer blockbuster season.
Because I really want to watch it, and it would be one of those where if I watch it back, like, oh, this is really great, and then they make all those jokes, I'll be like, oh fuck.
No, I can see where that wasn't, but like, because it's not this was again strangely historiocracy like accurate. Because like we're gonna be as racist as the time period, but we're just gonna have fucking steampunk spiders. All right, I'm on like my fucking fourth or fifth drink, and I'm losing my fucking train of thought. Like, where the hell?
Oh God, sorry.
So, no. So like, we're going on. It just got past midnight for you, so we'll go in there.
That's why you get drunk and I get delirious, and it's just a bad combo.
I think it's a great combo.
Oh my God, that should be our new bio.
Yes, watch someone get drunk and the other devolve into madness of fucking insomnia. Kenneth Branagh, and this is where I also have the notes. Where just very reserved. Kenneth Branagh and Will Smith are both Oscar-winning actors, by the way. And they're doing this, and he's just so horny. Okay, we'll get going. We need to fucking end this for our own sanity. Artemis's flying machine actually works, so that was a callback. So, way to go, screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I full-on punched my fucking screen. I've been withholding. I hit my desk. I went to, like, you know, like you with a spider. You're in that kind of detente with it. At this point right now, I heard it, and I fucking punched it. He calls his flying machine the Air Gordon, and I just fucking broke everything.
I'm gonna call it the Air, and it does a dramatic pause.
Like, it's gonna be so
fucking
clever.
I'm gonna call
it
the Air Gordon. I was like,
and I grabbed my gun up here and I loaded it and blew my fucking head off. When he said that line. Oh,
it's
my
so
God.
So stupid.
All right. So I will let you. My next note is your favorite line of the movie.
So, no more Mr. Knife Guy.
So here's before we get into that. Was it weird to you when these fucking like monsters showed up?
Which monsters?
Where were they? The guy with the fuck Baraka with the knives for hands? The guy with the metal head? Were you wondering me like, wait, what? Who? What? Huh? Who,
I was
me, huh?
confused. I kind of just... My brain just tried to reason with me and was like, no, obviously it's Loveless has been creating Frankenstein monsters.
Yeah, I have an answer.
Okay.
So initially, they had him fighting the women. His little partners, the women, the Germans,
right?
The Reed Lipperstein or whatever the hell it was. The Lipperstein.
Reader. Yeah.
What is it? Lipper Reader?
Like, because she's the one who's like spying on everyone. And
yeah,
she's
exactly. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Lippenreader, yeah.
Das ein Lippenreader. So what happened is they had him initially fighting and beating up these women. Test screeners were like, yeah, we don't like Will Smith beating up women.
Yeah.
So then they reshot this and they put in these fucking monsters. So go ahead and get to your line.
No more Mr. Knife Guy.
And I have down a sigh and I put no more Mr. Knife Guy. Stop the movie. I want to get off.
I have very few notes for this film. One of them is no more Mr. Knife Guy. Oh my God. Why is there a random butt shot of Miss East?
That was like an hour before. Yeah. She's dead by now. This is the least.
And never drum on the white lady's boobies.
This is so hilarious because you said this is the least amount of notes you have. I have.
You have the most, probably.
I have. 4 pages. I have 4 pages worth of notes.
And I have 1 page of of actors and, you know, other information, and then half a page of random things I thought whilst watching the film.
Oh, I've got like 2 pages of actors, like 4 pages of notes.
I think I disassociated.
We'll get to that with the tears because I do. It'll be interesting, and it'll be different reasons for that. We'll get to that with the tears. So I have that. Okay, this is the last. No, it's not the last time. I'm sorry. I wish I could say it was the last time. I was confused by the ending of a scene. He's hitting the metal-headed dude with a shovel.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, keep hitting him in the head, you fucking idiot. He gets to the edge, hands him the shovel.
Apologizes.
All of a sudden, Metalhead goes to kill him, short circuits, and falls off the fucking spider. For what reason? Nobody hits him with anything.
What happened?
I swear on my life, I can't even let go. It was so fucking infuriating.
Yeah, I didn't get that. And then I think at the end, he's like hanging off the end.
That's the next part. But we can get to that. No, actually, I have a racial like epithet that? Before. We have to get the other racial epithets before we get to that. That's the last one. More. So that guy just falls off, and I'm like, I hate this movie so fucking much because people got paid to make this. These are screenwriters.
Yeah.
They got probably millions of dollars. By the way, we should say at the beginning, take a shot every time I say the budget of $170 million. They couldn't even be bothered to give it a reason why he's short-circuited. Just have him do. They couldn't even think of a fucking clever way for him to get out of it. They just everybody wanted to be done with this movie.
Yes, he's like, I'm just going to jump off the edge.
And it's so obvious. They're like, how do we get out of it? And they're like, bro, we get paid the same. Just have him fucking fall off so we can work on our next project. Nobody cares.
I really want to go and do Men in Black 2.
No, like the writers didn't even do it. Oh, that was Sonnenfeld. Sonnenfeld probably didn't even direct the reshoots because he was probably already like fucking teleplaying. All right. So, of course, somebody, I think it was the knife guy or somebody has the Chinaman line saying he learned it from Chinaman. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this isn't the Big Lebowski, which, by the way, was a year before this. And they said Chinaman. So maybe that might not be good, too. But they got it. And I'm like, now that's the racial slur. Railroads, transcontinental spike. Like, this is the racial slur needed. It's Chinaman, because that's the people who built the fucking railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't say that.
One, I don't know. Yeah. That one stuck out to me a lot as well. And it's just, they said that in The Walking Dead once too. And I was like,
Yeah, but again, it's part of the time, but I put it in there. It's like they had to get that just in the nick of time. They're like, did we get everything covered? We don't have racism against Chinese people. How could we? This is also back when they wouldn't have cared about pissing off like Chinese movie audiences. You would never have that now because you need that sweet Chinese money. So now I have it to the one you just brought up. He has this final showdown with Loveless, who says, I could kill you, boy, with just a push of this lever. But eventually he does it. Whatever. I don't even give a shit anymore. Loveless falls to his death. Jim West is hanging on to this one of these Monstars fucking legs.
Well, I think that's the one that falls, right?
When Loveless falls?
I think that the one that Will
sure,
Smith
who could
faces
possibly
up against?
Care? Sure.
He like jumps off the side and then is hanging.
That's all I could be like. I don't even give a shit who it is, but something is hanging. He's at the bottom of this fucking thing with this thing hanging
off. Holding on to its feet.
And then it just ends. And it's like, okay, I guess he just hung there. I challenge people, yes, to do this, okay? I do quite a bunch of pull-ups. Now, my shoulders aren't the best in that sense. I got like a bursasack. But when I'm like hanging, like on a bar or rings, I can hang comfortably for maybe like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then by probably 45 seconds to a minute, I'm fucking burned. It is not easy to do. For any more than that.
You can't just hang there.
No, you cannot just fucking hang. And he's just hanging there, and then scene fucking ends. And I'm like, all right, I don't care. Just end. I'm not even going to write a fucking note down about it. Just fucking end movie.
Just wrap this up somehow, and then they can reunite with their lover.
Yes, we can find out who gets to bang Salma Hayek, because that's obviously, by the way, she kind of really just disappeared when she showed her ass after that when she went in there. So they found the agency of the Secret Service to protect the president, which this is apocryphal in the sense of, in reality, get this, I did not know this until this movie. The Secret Service, which are those people in the suits and the sunglasses to protect the president, coincidentally enough, I think they also deal with counterfeit money. I think it's really weird. Yeah, I think that might be it. I might be fucking making that up. In reality, this was signed by, of all people, Abraham Lincoln.
What was?
The Secret Service to protect the president was signed by Abraham Lincoln the day of his assassination.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And then it got put in like right after. And I'm like, is that fucking real? I looked it up. It seems to be that way, unless I got fucking ball sacked by something.
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
Literally, he signs it being like, yeah, we probably should protect the president, get his fucking head blown off, like hours later at Ford's Theater.
Fucking hell.
By the way, if you're wondering about that whole thing about fucking Rita and her father, it's actually her husband, because why not?
That's how we're going to settle the argument between the bros. That she's already taken.
And then you get to see this, and I like to think of this as being not in the movie, but of them. When she explains that, and I'm not going to say the character's names, because this is Kevin Kline and this is Will Smith. They're not acting. Will Smith is just like, well, she could have just told us that from the beginning. And then Kevin Kline, you can see the existential crisis. Go back to this scene and look at his fucking face. And it's just like, holy shit. I just fucking signed on to this movie. I just did this movie. I don't know when that was filmed, because, you know, they're not filmed in order. But in that moment, he's like, oh, my God. What did I do?
This is actual dog shit.
Yeah. Is this worth the money? And he starts thinking about his summer house. And he's like, did I need that new wing? Did I need a new garage? All right, I guess I'll be thinking about this for a while.
I hope they got the bag.
Will Smith did. I know that. I would hope. Yes. I hope everybody fucking did. Not just the goddamn producers embezzling that fucking $170
million. $170
million. There it is again.
Giant mechanical tarantula is absolutely insane.
Anybody who's listened to this all the way through now will know, in any kind of trivia, what was the budget of Wild Wild West? And like, I heard Brett say $170 million like 20 times. So now I know. All right. So this movie ends in wiki, thank fuck that my assault senses is over.
And it just ends with them walking off in the distance.
They don't walk off. They ride this stupid fucking tarantula or spider.
Yeah.
To God knows what. To that sequel. Oh, you ready for wiki, Wild Wild West 2? No, we're not. We're never going to fucking get it.
Nobody deserves that.
No, which is kind of too bad, because this was what it essentially was James Bond in the Old West. Like, the show was not steampunk.
They were trying to do that.
The show was not steampunk. It was Jim West is this badass fucking cowboy, which is pretty good for Will. I would say that's good for Will Smith, but man, the script is so fucking bad. How can you say that he's miscast, you know?
Yeah, it's hard.
And don't get me wrong, there was a lot of people upset, even in 99, that a black dude was playing Jim West.
Really?
Oh yeah. Go to IMDb message boards back in the day, and people were not happy.
Fucking woke, man.
Yeah. Why not have, you know, Ryan Gosling play Martin Luther King?
Oh no! I can't stand the argument. It's so stupid.
That's awesome.
I can't stand it.
All right. Oh my God. If y'all are still listening out there, I hope you had more fun. I had fun though. This is very cathartic.
I mean, yes, that's the whole point.
We're gonna put this in our tier list now. Again, if it's new, S is the highest, A then B generally are good, C and T are bad.
C and T.
C and T, is that what I said? C and D are bad. There you go. C
T
and D
is awful.
C and T, you know what? Let's make this. How about tier W for wiki sucks fucking. Anyway, this movie, I will say this though, and this is why we may need to get like a new category, and maybe we can do it on the fly here or not.
Okay.
This movie is fucking terrible. It's absolutely awful, but it is so bad, it's fun to make fun of, and it's entertaining in how stupid it is, and you can yell about it.
Mm-hmm.
Having some drinks, I would absolutely watch this again with somebody, having some drinks, just making fun of it, like saying it, especially someone as the first time.
Right.
But that I would do. It's a D tier because it's a fucking dreadful fucking movie. It's awful in what it's trying to do. It's a poorly made movie for, again, the budget and all things considered. So it's D tier for me at the very bottom, a truly fucking horrible movie. But I would want to put that asterisk by it, that it is fun to hate and fun to drink with. So maybe we can do that. Maybe we can have like a D tier with the asterisk of.
Oh, like a D plus.
Like a D plus in that sense. It's in the special D tier.
But I don't think I would watch this again.
Even drinking and making fun of it was okay.
I don't think I would. I've enjoyed talking about it with you, but at the time when I was watching it, I wasn't even you know, it wasn't bad enough for me to, oh no, sorry, it was really bad, but I wasn't finding it funny enough to be like, God, this is so fucking stupid. I want to get drunk and like make fun of it. I was just like, this is just so shit. It just sucks. I feel bad because I actually don't like saying that about it, but it does just suck.
Yeah. All right. So that's in the show notes. Brett, D plus, needs alcohol. Lucy, D just sucks.
Yeah. D for mechanical dick.
All right. So Jesus. Okay. That was in there. There you go. All right, so yeah, that's it. That's our first D. But again, very different. And that's too bad because usually when I watch, I can't think of too many movies that I've seen that are just so bad that I'm like, I don't ever want to do that. There's the Jurassic World Dominion and Fallen Kingdom are both under those where it's like, these are fucking horrible movies.
But man, sucks.
They're fun. No, they're fun to make fun of.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of too many movies I watched that I'm just like, it would be a comedy. That's what it would be. It would be a straight up comedy because bad comedies are not fun to watch.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bad it's dramas. Yeah. Like United 93. That. No, I'm kidding. Okay. It's a day after what? Too soon?
Bad comedy.
22 years. Yeah. That would be. Should we? I thought about doing that. I'm like, can we watch United 93 and just make fun of? No.
Oh, no. That's like, that film is horrific. That's why I said Remember Me. Remember Me is the biggest, but you already know. Even though you ain't seen the film, you know the twist. So
if you are out there and you know nothing about the movie Remember Me, it's Robert Watch Pattinson it. And who's the main lead, the woman?
I don't know what her name
is. All right, it's Robert Pattinson, somebody else. It's like a rom, not, I was about to say a rom-com. It is not a rom-com.
No.
It's like a romantic drama, blah, blah, yes. blah. If that's your thing and you're like, you know what? I want to watch a fucking Robert Pattinson, like, romantic movie,
this was
whatever.
His big thing after Twilight. This was there like his go. Big thing. First big thing that wasn't Twilight.
If that's your gig, if that's your bit, not your gig, if that's your bit, watch that movie. Do not look up anything about it. Do not look up anything about it. Go watch that movie and please, please, please report back to us about that movie. That's all I'm going to say. Remember Me, 2012, I think, or 2011 is what it was.
Yeah, something like
Somewhere
that.
Somewhere around there. Watch that movie. Please, please, please tell us your reaction. I promise you we will read it. Right here on the podcast.
It's funny because one of the Twilight films is one of these films, and Remember Me as well, is where I was sat and I literally went, oh, I was like, what?
Yeah. All right. With that, watch it and let us know. All right. That is fucking Wiki Wild Wild West from 1999. Stay tuned after this little outro here. We can find us and we will talk a little bit about what we are doing next week. But Lucy, where can we find you?
You'll find me at Lucy J. Robin anywhere online. Still doing Mass Effect. We'll be doing Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty very, very shortly. But yeah.
Cyberpunk. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe a Blade Runner thing coming up. We'll have to see about that. You can find me mainly on the Discord. I don't have any more personal social media. I do have a personal Instagram page. If I think I know you, I might okay it. Otherwise, just find me on Discord. It's really the only place that I'm really on. All right, next week, with the release of Expendables 4, and coincidence why we did the Patreon over the top, we are going to do a Stallone movie. And Lucy famously has now only seen one Stallone movie over the top for Patreon. We had a rough go this week with, you know, we get a little angry, we like to have a little fun here. We're going to go back to 1976 with the original Rocky.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I do feel a little bit embarrassed admitting that I haven't seen any of those films, but it makes for great things like this where you can kind of experience it and then talk about it on the podcast. It's the same with like old games that I haven't played. Then I get to watch, you know, do them on YouTube and stuff. So it's fun.
And this, I believe this will be the first Best Picture we've ever done. The Best Picture winner from 1976. It was Sylvester Stallone's coming out party, really. It's what put him on the map. He wrote it. He was nominated, Oscar nominated for original screenplay. He was nominated for Best Actor. Yes, that Sylvester Stallone is an Oscar nominated actor as well as screenwriter.
Of course he is.
And his movie to this is largely kind of also autobiographical. It's so Philadelphia. It was made for like $900,000. It's unbelievable. I haven't seen this in probably 20 some odd years. is an absolute fucking American sports classic. You're going to want to run up the steps of Philadelphia City Hall, after, which I did. Everybody does it when you go to Philadelphia. You have to go up the steps just to say you did it, even though I'm from Dallas. And everybody there was like, oh, you're from Dallas? Fuck the Cowboys. I'm like, I don't like them that much. Quit yelling at me. So next week, it'll be Lucy's first viewing of Rocky. And Yay. We will see you then.